Okay, thank you so much for joining us, Matt Hallward. He's from Stonewall, the gay lobby group. Very much appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. It's 12:56 now. Time to find out from Mr. John Holmes what's happening on your show.
Well, interesting you're talking about that. For today, we have the return of Terry, of course, friend of the show, who blows a tune from his face. And he is he's a homosexual pensioner, and it was his 67th birthday on Saturday, and he'll be blowing a tune. You have to identify it. That's called the old gay whistle test.
I think you should ask him whether he would fill out this this bit on the census. I have to say, it's one of those things, the census, you think, you know, I don't know, is it sensei? I don't know. I didn't have a classical education.
That's something to do with martial arts.
But, but there are, the questions are incredibly personal, aren't they? And for many of us, you think, well, okay, yeah, you know, it's, I'm an atheist, happy, I'm a woman, you know, some might question some of these things, but actually for a lot of people, you know, these are very personal things that they don't feel the need to pass on to the state.
Yes, but we're not legally obliged to fill it in terms of all of those questions, though, are we? I mean, as long as you return it in some form, you're all
yes,
right.
Sure. I think they're unlikely to prosecute
exactly,
you.
Exactly, yeah.
I think, yes, Andrew Pearce in that scenario, writing none of your business, unlikely to be prosecuted.
Yeah, quite. Yeah.
Okay, so apart from the old gay whistle test.
There's the old gay whistle test. There's a chance to win some meat, of course, in a game of Dead or Alive.
I think you could combine these two items at some point.
Well, the old
that's
gay
probably
whistle
more night radio.
Yeah,
though,
I think
it?
So. Yeah, we'll leave that to Ian. The what else have we got? We've got 20 Second Showcase. As you well know, I guess at around 10 to 3 on a grey Wednesday afternoon is the ideal time for discovering new music and bands.
Absolutely.
So that's, I'm basically like, I'm like the alive John Peel. So I'll discover new music. You're John Peel from BBC Radio 1.
That was quite uncanny.
And I'll be doing that as well. Yeah,
that's
new music.
Than
so if you're in a band and you're unsigned, yeah, then send us a link.
I suppose you won't be having to get those people who stand outside, just on the pavement outside,
that's
busking.
That's on a Friday.
That's, oh, sorry, apologies. Yeah. The time is 12:58. Coming up to the news here on Talk Radio. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow. You'll be left with John Holmes from 1. Hey, listen.
Sorry about
that. Yeah, be safe out there.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive. Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids. UFOs make crop circles. No one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the abominable snowman. Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit and 3 years free servicing. Fact. Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
Dark forces are upon us.
An invasion.
If we do not unite, our world will perish.
We better get going.
This year.
Saving the world is not a one-man job.
An unthinkable threat.
We'll protect the kingdom, you and I.
We must try, my friend.
Needs unstoppable heroes.
Now that's more fearsome than you.
Well then.
Whatever you plan to do, do it now!
Warcraft, the beginning. In cinemas May 30th.
Churchy, I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm a car, and I'm scared of the road. It's embarrassing, okay, but I just can't leave the drive knowing there's over a million uninsured maniacs out there.
If you're hit by an uninsured driver, we'll repair your car and make sure you keep your no-claim discount.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks, Churchy. Woohoo! Let's hit the A3079.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Source Motor Insurers Bureau Comprehensive Cover and Non-Fault Claims Only. Registration number, make and model of other vehicle required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like a free 40-point brake check. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit. It's all about the service.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon. 1 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. It's Wednesday. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, steelworkers protest in London, the EU campaigns clash over the economy, and find out Prince William's pet name.
Talk Radio.
Steelworkers are marching in central London in protest at the industry's crisis, including cheap imports from China. The business secretary and Welsh First Minister are meeting the board at Tata Steel in Mumbai to discuss the prospects for a sale of UK assets, which would save thousands of jobs. Len McCluskey, the general secretary of Unite, has told Talk Radio he hopes it will be positive.
The key thing is for the British government to make it clear to everybody, to Tata, to those bidders who are interested, that they are going to secure the future of the industry. Once that confidence comes from a government, then I'm fairly confident that we'll be able to secure the type of future we need.
These workers have told our sister station Swansea Sound they've come to the capital to show the government action needs to be taken.
We need to keep this industry going for generations to come, and there isn't any reason why it shouldn't.
Public support has been outstanding, you know, it's driven us on and it's keeping the pressure on the government and Tata to do the right thing.
If you do nothing, you get nothing. You've got to do things to get something out of it, and that's what we're trying to do today.
Almost 500 jobs in the UK are set to go at Shell after its merger with BG Group earlier this year. 2,200 people are being cut from its global workforce as the firm expects the price of oil to remain lower for longer. Two bodies have been found by police searching for a missing man. 39-year-old David Caldwell was last seen on Saturday leaving a pub in Torquay. An economic think tank has rejected claims it's acting as the EU's propaganda arm after it warned Britain could face two more years of austerity if there's a vote to leave next month. A report from the IFS says £40 billion could be wiped off public finances in case of a Brexit. Conservative MP and out campaigner John Redwood has told Talk Radio there are a number of different forecasts that have been made.
They've chosen to take one of the more pessimistic ones, and I don't agree with them. I would have chosen one of the more optimistic ones myself, because I think not only will we be better off, and they agree we'll be better off out or in, but I think we will get better off a little bit more quickly when we're out. They think we're going to get better off a little more slowly when we're out.
Lord Sugar has reprised his role as the government's enterprise czar. The apprentice boss will take part in a series of roadshows in England to encourage young people to start their own businesses. He first had the job under Labour in 2009, but quit the party last year. And a gardener at the Chelsea Flower Show has revealed the Duchess of Cambridge calls the Duke babe. He claims Prince William was inquiring about a Buxus shrub when Kate used the nickname and told him they have loads of the plant already.
A what shrub?
Buxus.
A Buxus shrub?
Yes.
What is that?
It's a type of plant.
Well, have you got any more details?
It's a shrub.
All the analysis with Victoria Bourne on Talk Radio. Do you want to analyse the weather?
Yeah, why not?
Go on then.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudier and cooler today. Rain heavy in places will begin to spread across the east and north of England. Highs are 14 degrees.
Thanks very much. Who's got the sport?
Ben.
Ben? Mm. Not Moose?
No.
Why?
Because I think tennis is doing things.
All the analysis with Victoria Bourne. Here's Ben with the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Yay! Good afternoon. Managerial matters dominate today's sports news agenda. It looks as if Rafa Benitez will sign a three-year deal at relegated Newcastle. Another relegated club could soon have a new man in charge. It's reported Roberto Di Matteo will be unveiled as manager of Aston Villa by the end of the week. Contract talks are due to continue today between Jose Mourinho's representatives and Manchester United, and it's being reported Southampton manager Ronald Koeman is close to signing a new two-year deal. Arsenal have announced the signing of Swiss international Granit Xhaka. The highly rated midfielder will join from German side Borussia Mönchengladbach for an undisclosed fee. Finally, onto tennis. Heather Watson is out of the French Open. There's now no British representation in the women's tournament after the British number two lost her second round match to former champion Svetlana Kuznetsova in straight sets 6-1, 6-3. Andy Murray and Kyle Edmund are in action later, and you can hear them live over on TalkSport 2. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Mönchengladbach.
Borussia Mönchengladbach. It's like, a German team.
Sounds like the villain in Danger Mouse.
Does it?
Yes. Mönchen. What?
Borussia Mönchengladbach.
As opposed to Mönchengladbach. Handbags and Gladrag. What? I don't know. Oh, look, Cornelius has finally turned up.
Hiya. Hi, John, you alright?
Yeah,
how are you?
Just killing time till you bothered showing up. It's fine, don't worry about it.
You don't need me for this bit, do you?
Don't need you at all, really. It's 1:05, and what? Good. Should we do some sort of programme? Suppose so.
Talk Radio.
News just in. You could win a trip to the Rio 2016 Olympic Games with Visa Contactless. Every time you touch and pay for anything up to £30 with Visa Contactless, simply enter online and you'll be in with a chance of winning. So whether you're buying chinos or your morning cappuccino, go cash-free and follow Team GB with pride at Rio 2016. Enter today at visa.co.uk/cashfree. Visa Contactless. It's the only change you need. Visa, worldwide sponsor of the Olympic Games. T's and C's apply. 18s and over. Ends June 5th, 2016. See website for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It's Talk Radio. In the aforementioned afternoon, I am, to all intents and purposes, an up-and-coming black actor. And this is industry that is going to crush itself. What did they cock up?
They'd wrote to the wrong address.
So, okay, so what's the plan? Asbestos is gone. And on the telephone balancing unit line, my 4-year-old and 6-year-old.
I got a speeding ticket.
So well done him.
33 in the 30 zone.
And it's token nods to ethnicity. Asprod Cass, who is a man, restores one's faith in the system. There's now a modern email address.
Ach, hallo, wie ist der? Was? Ich bin eigentlich nur ein paar Kilometer von dir entfernt, aber auch egal.
Yes, you're right.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a giant twist of a fabric of nature.
Hello then, good afternoon, welcome as we jump ears first into a Wednesday. It's your afternoon choice of listening entertainment, very much your Hobson's choice of afternoon listening entertainment. Of course, Thomas Hobson, the 16th century livery stable owner who offered customers the choice of either taking the horse in the stall nearest the door or no horse at all. Here is where we get the phrase Hobson's choice. It's like if... See, it's educational as well. It's like if Thomas Hobson were in charge of the radio and he said you can have John Holmes on Talk Radio between 1 and 4 or Steve Wright on Radio 2, the latter, of course, being the equivalent of nothing at all. And because the choice wasn't really a choice, that's why Steve Wright has about 8 million listeners. And we've got 8 listeners who include my brother-in-law, Ben, and Victoria and Cornelius's mums, which proves that people would rather listen to nothing than this. Our 8 also includes management, by the way, who for some reason do listen, despite professing in quite strong terms that they don't understand what it is or what's going on. Hi, Denny. But what we can be sure of is that it is Talk Radio. I am the John Holmes, what I just said I was, and with the news today that a fifth of UK couples are close to breakup. Looking at you, Victoria and Cornelius, after your date the other night.
It wasn't a date.
And the subsequent dumping of Cornelius live on air yesterday afternoon at around 4 o'clock by the heartless Victoria. This is the show that says this, if you are a fighting couple. It says, stop fighting, stop bickering, stop arguing, just turn on the soothing sound of this radio programme and make sweet, sweet love to its smooth, erotic soundtrack of pre-recorded sports bulletins and adverts that all seem to be based on football chants.
Trade point!
And also the occasional interruption from an unintelligible northern goth with anger issues.
Very angry.
Okay.
Right.
That's Cass. On the programme today, headline hijack on the way, very shortly, of course, and that works like this. We invite you to get your made-up news story into the news at 2 o'clock. The reason? I'll tell you. It's this. We assume, research indicates that people are kind of out of the office, out of work at this little bit of the programme. Mostly just, out for lunch, not hearing this. So what we like to do is encourage the rest of us to make up a news story as though it were real, to fib, to fabricate and to fake, and to get it into the 2 o'clock news to confuse them the moment they get back and switch the radio back on. 87222
Start your message with the word talk.
For your lies, damned news lies, or you can use @talkradio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
The Tupperware Hall of Despair with, probably have its plasticky, ill-fitting doors open to welcome into its interior that smells faintly of bananas and Monster Munch. Another new member of the Lonely Lunch Club. If you're lunching alone and you'd like to be in the Lonely Lunch Club, then we'll get in touch. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. That's right, it's got a modern email address now.
Very modern.
lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Remember, we're here to be your friend and your virtual colleague, and we can chit and chat with you about whatever you like. So lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, and we will call you back. Work experience punditry follows. That's coming up in around an hour's time. That's courtesy of Aidan, who'll be rounding up a Shoreditch railway arch full of hipster nonsense. There's the news in haikus. I know. What the people think. Today, do the people think melons or hair? We discover new music at the optimum new music discovery time of the middle of a grey Wednesday afternoon. That's in 20-second showcase. If you're in a band and you'd like to get national radio airplay, then you can send us your link. You can do it via that 87222 if you like.
Start a message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter @talkradio.
Start a message with any word you like.
There's a diversity paper review. Who is it today? Who's today?
I have no idea.
Who is it today? Ask broadcast through the glass. Who is it today?
The microphone ain't there.
Okay, she's broken it. Fine. All right. Oh, well, we'll find out later, won't we? Somebody, a diversity of some sort, will be battling through the broadsheets. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. Your chance to win some meat in a game of dead or alive. Plus, our resident homosexual old age pensioner, Terry, blows another tune through his lips for you to identify. That's the old gay whistle test. Oh, it works now.
Yes. Xena today.
Xena!
And what the people think was wrong as well, so you've messed everything up.
What do the people think?
It's mustaches or...
Right, you've forgotten. Good. Fine. Anyway, we'll find out. Whatever it is that the people think, we'll find out what the people think later. Xena will be doing the diversity paper review. And she's a black one. Ask broadcast, as we know...
Headphones or moustaches?
God, this is a well-oiled machine of... I mean...
It's all on the running order, John. You know the thing that
I don't read your running...
No, I know you don't.
You're a waste of time.
That's me. Your face is a waste of time.
Ginger Dave is not producing today. Again, no student is safe. Ask broadcast.
Hi!
Chloe is all about the buttons. Yeah. Victoria is dancing with news in her eyes.
No.
Hoping for a memory of time gone by. Ultravox, 1984, deal with it. Paid intern Cornelius.
Hi, John.
Is doing 5 burpees to try and keep fit.
What are burpees?
Burpees.
I don't know what a burp is. Is it an actual burp?
No.
No.
What is it?
I mean, you can do 5 burps if you want instead.
No, that'd be
might
horrible.
Work right
exactly.
On the
you're not Chris Moyles.
I don't know what a burpee is.
Like
you're going to have to
it's
tell
like
me.
It's a squat.
It's a squat, followed by
a
jump. No, let me. No, not. No, no, no. Just squat like this. Like this. Squat, look, like that. You have to do that.
Right.
Right. So squat first like that.
Yeah.
You have to do a jump
like
that.
Okay.
You
have to
do that 5 times. Just doing burpees now. 1.
I see his bum.
His crack is out, isn't it?
I don't want to see that.
Well, you're not what you said on your date the other night.
No, that's not true. It was not a date. And I didn't see his bum.
1.
What do you mean 1? I've done 3.
Yeah, but I wasn't watching.
Or... I don't care. This is the last one. Done.
5. That is, well, it is Talk Radio on a Wednesday afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Shall we start with some music?
Trying to
That, oh look, it's 12:51, that's a time check for you. Although, no it isn't, don't worry Denny, what it is in fact is the title of the song by The Strokes. Ask me why I'm playing 12:51 by
why,
The Strokes.
Why, John, why are you playing, is it just so we could put these things on the microphone, the branding?
The new branding.
That, is that why we played a song?
Yes, that's why I played more of the song, because the microphones are being unplugged.
Ah, okay, fair enough.
But the reason I played 12:51 by The Strokes...
Yeah, what's that one?
...is because it's got the number 12 in it.
Okay, so 12, midday.
And it ties in to today's big story.
Is it about the sun? The sun is at its highest point at midday.
Stop trying to guess. It's because juries in courtrooms from now on can enter virtual crime scenes.
What?
Yeah. So virtual reality technology is going to be coming into the courtroom to recreate crime scenes for juries to walk around all the gory details. Right? So they won't have to sit there and listen to a QC explaining it. They get to see the crime scene in actual virtual reality, real life.
And okay.
That is a thing that's going to be happening.
Why don't they just go to the crime scene?
Because they won't see the murder. I don't know that they're going to actually do the murder.
They're going to film the murders as they happen.
Yeah.
And then allow the people...
Yeah.
Really, what they should do is just get the camera crews to stop the murder.
Yeah. That'd be, if they're in the room, why don't they do that?
Yeah.
It's a stupid idea. Mm. Anyway, that's the big story that it is. So, Staffordshire University project has experimented with technology and techniques to transport jurors to virtual crime scenes, the first project of its kind in Europe. And it's going to help juries walk around the scenarios that they're supposed to be jurying on. That's the point. And they're doing trials in Sweden, of course.
Oh, are they?
Yes. Because you know you can be... virtual reality can take you anywhere and do anything. And in Sweden, because it's about being tried by your peers, you can now be tried by 12 virtual Piers Morgans who will sit in judgment on you.
Oh, yeah.
And they're trying that in Sweden at the moment. Anyway, we're going to talk to an expert about this. Ask Broadcast Through the Glass.
Yeah.
Can you get me a guest?
I literally wasn't listening to you again.
Okay, fine. Just get me a guest.
On
the radio.
From?
The phone.
Yeah.
From the phone?
Yeah. Get me someone from the phone on the radio and then we'll talk.
From the phone.
So again. Yeah.
On the radio.
Yeah, it's fine.
Now.
Great. Okay. 20 past one, we'll do it next.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month and get a free 32-inch LG TV. A free TV? Incredible! Did I say that out loud? Catch Sky Atlantic's must-see shows, including Billions, and get a free TV when you join Sky from £20 a month. Offer ends 9th of June. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Believe. Believe in yourself. In your talents, your powers, your abilities. Believe you can step up. Juggle life with study. Keep going. Believe you can do it. Tell yourself it is possible and know you will succeed. 79% of the Open University students we asked said the OU will help them fulfil their career goals. We can help you with yours too, if you believe. Take the first step today by texting OU to 60261 for a free Open University Get Started guide.
You're Philip of Grout Expectations Tiling.
Yeah?
Winston Wolf. I'm told your business is expanding its territory. People are taking notice and you need looking after. So speak to Direct Line for your public liability insurance. They won't charge you admin fees for hitting the big time. And you better do it and do it quick, because big things are coming.
What things?
Contracts, Philip. Contracts.
No administration fees when you increase your cover with Direct Line for Business. Can your business insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
There's delays through Dunbar in Somerset for the A38 Bristol Road. Around the junction of the A39 is partially blocked by an accident on the route between Paulet and Bridgewater. You're still queuing through Wembley on the North Circular. This is towards the Harrow Road underpass. A couple of lanes closed there after a lorry fire. Work on the A4 Bath Road in Maidenhead is causing queues. The A40 in Oxford very busy because of roadworks around the Wolvercote roundabout. And there's congestion coming out of the Kingsway Wallasey Tunnel in Liverpool. This is if you're north on the Scotland Road. That's also because of roadworks. I'm Joanna Adams.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout. A stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No. It's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortar board to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It is Wednesday and we are talking the big story. The big story of the day is, of course, that juries could enter virtual crime scenes using virtual reality. This isn't a virtual reality. This is set to become a reality.
Really?
Of virtual reality. And it's quite, I mean, it's quite, this could revolutionise courtrooms. And, well, we need to talk to an expert about it. So imagine not a jury of 12 angry men, but 12 men and women bemused and enthralled as they are led through virtual crime scenes on virtual reality helmets. This is being developed by all accounts. There's a man on the telephone. He's called Jeremy. Hello.
Good afternoon,
John.
Good
afternoon to you. Thank you for joining us. Just quick question. What is this nonsense?
I'm not sure it is nonsense.
Right.
Whether it actually becomes reality,
yes,
this virtual reality,
reality
is open to question.
Yes.
But, John, for a long time, juries have not been able to get into crime scenes in the way that they should in the modern world.
Right.
They're generally presented with photographs, sometimes CCTV footage. But if there's a way of revolutionising juries capturing crime scenes on a 3D basis,
yes,
then why not?
Yes. I mean, does this include recreating the crime itself? I mean, is that an option as well? So you could see both the defence and the prosecution's points of view of what happened and sort of, you know, have lookalikes recreating the crime?
I think it needs to be stressed that at the moment this is just a Staffordshire University proposal. So whether it actually comes into force is not certain. But
yes,
the answer to your question is that there may well come a time that this includes recapturing the commission of the crime. I mean, we try and do that with photographic images at the moment, especially in violent cases where, you know, where the injuries are cited and the nature of the injuries and the relationship between the people involved, physically speaking, is captured by sort of graphic picture-type stuff. So I don't see why the process doesn't try and capture the commission of the crime as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting future, isn't it? I mean, this is just one example that I wouldn't want to see, but you remember the Jeffrey Archer trial?
Yeah.
The perjury. You know, I mean, imagine having to watch, if you're on a jury, having to watch Jeffrey Archer doing it with a prostitute. I mean, that would be in a virtual reality setting. You know, that's something that doesn't bear thinking about, isn't it?
On a personal level, I tend to share your concern about having to witness that.
Yeah.
But from a jury's point of view, if that's a real issue in a case, that kind of thing is a real issue in a case.
Yes.
And rather than being bombarded with words and photographs, they can actually see it happening, then I would say bring it on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, here's an interesting scenario as well, because, you know, the recent celebrity injunction legalities that have occurred. You know, I mean, at some point, we could be watching that unnamed couple, you know, in a paddling pool with olive oil. You know, and there's no reason why that should be virtual reality either. You could actually enact that with lookalikes of the people we're not going to know, in the courtroom itself.
Well, look, as a defence barrister, which is what I am,
yes,
I spend an awful lot of my time trying to piece together in words what, you know, happened, what happened, and what we are inviting the jury to conclude. If we have the benefit of virtual reality, it's going to help us, help the jury, help the course of justice, and I'm sure make everybody's lives, especially the juries, far more interesting and, as you said in your introduction, enthralling.
Yes. So, in terms of being, because we all have the right to be judged by our peers, don't we, on a jury. So, and I mean, that's open to interpretation. In America, it's very different, the jury system, isn't it? Because the sides can choose jurors in a very different way. Is that right?
It's not quite choose, John. I mean, basically in America, just as here, a random panel of maybe 40 people are brought into court. The difference between the USA and the UK is that in America, the lawyers can quiz the jurors about whether anybody in their family has been murdered, whether they've got any particular experience of being sexually assaulted and so on, yes, and exclude those people. In this country, there's no such opportunity. You just have to take what you get.
Right, I see. Right, so
that's how it works.
Yes. Otherwise, I suppose you could go down the, you know, because if you could choose people that were like you, then, you know, in a virtual sense, I mean, you think about the future. If the Oscar Pistorius trial had happened, you know, in the future, he could have chosen 12 O.J. Simpsons, couldn't he? to judge him as a peer. Well, and that wouldn't be, that's not fair.
No, that's not fair. I mean, there was a time when I first practiced as a barrister in the 80s when the defence had the right to challenge for no reason other than the physical appearance of the individual, what was called peremptory challenges. That was abolished in about 1990, if you thought someone was too posh,
yes,
to be on a jury. Now you can only challenge a juror if there's a suspicion that the juror has some sort of personal interest in the case. But otherwise, you just stuck with what you get.
Right. Would the juror, in the future, if this does go, would the jury actually have to be there? Because could someone sit at home watching Judge Rinder while being a jury on a helmet back to a case in a courtroom? Or do they have to physically be in the room?
Well, first of all, this virtual reality is not yet a reality, so the rules governing it have yet to be decided. I cannot see a time when jurors will be allowed to sort of have lunch.
Work from home.
I wouldn't have thought they'd be allowed to work from home. Who knows, you know, where the criminal justice system is heading. I personally wouldn't support 12 individual jurors all working from their separate homes all over the country, myself.
Good. Okay, thank you. That is Jeremy Dean at QC. As you said, he's a defence barrister. And what a good insight there into what could become the future, of course. I certainly didn't hear him ruling out a paddling pool full of olive oil in the instance that the super injunction carries on going through the court way into the future, involving those people that we can't name, but whose names I will now write down on this piece of paper again. Him. There. Just in case you forgot.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Remember that? Got it? Good. So we'll be back with some of your reactions about this virtual reality story. I mentioned there chatting. This trial in Sweden's interesting, where you can be literally be tried by 12 of your peers, but they're Piers Morgan. And 12 Piers Morgans sit in judgment upon you. And so it's only trials at the moment, but which is what Jeremy was saying. You know, it's not, it's virtual reality, not reality virtual. It's not real virtual reality.
No,
it's still virtual reality, because the reality of the virtual reality isn't yet a reality.
Really?
Which is more or less what Jeremy was saying. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. You can react to this story, of course, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Oh, add Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn's joined hundreds of steelworkers at a protest in central London. They're marching on the day Tata Steel's holding a meeting in Mumbai to draw up a shortlist of bidders for the firm's UK assets. The Labour leader says he wants to show solidarity to the thousands of people whose jobs are at risk.
I've met many of the workers at Port Talbot and Scunthorpe and Rotherham and other places. They're going through terrible traumas at the moment. They don't know what their future is. They don't know what the future of their industry is. And above all, they're very skilled people who've given their lives to the steel industry and to this country. They should be recognised. They should be supported. They shouldn't be put through this trauma.
A teenager has been charged with murder following the death of a baby girl nearly a year ago. 7-week-old Esme Martin was taken to hospital in Hampshire last June. 19-year-old Joshua Martin from Alton is due due before magistrates in Basingstoke. Police searching Woodland in Devon for a missing man have discovered what they believe to be his body, as well as a second one just 200 metres away. 39-year-old David Caldwell hadn't been seen since Saturday. A respected think tank has dismissed claims it's an EU propaganda arm after warning that leaving the union would cost the UK up to £40 billion. Vote Leave called the Institute for Fiscal Studies report biased, saying it was unlikely to be critical of Britain's membership because it's funded by the EU. And Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart has been named the UK's favourite guilty pleasure. Journey's Don't Stop Believing was ranked second, with Staying Alive by the Bee Gees coming in third. The weather cloudier and cooler today. Rain heavy in places.
Once upon a time I was falling in love. Now I'm only falling apart. There's nothing I can say. Total eclipse of the heart.
Thanks for that. Rain heavy in places will begin to spread across the east and north of England. Highs
of 14
degrees.
Love is like a powder keg giving off sparks.
That's more than half an hour.
That was Victoria with the news. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, time for some of your reactions then. Listening to that story about this, the big story today, the one that everybody's talking about, is that juries could enter virtual crime scenes following virtual reality helmets that aren't yet a reality, but they are they're not even real virtual reality, according to Jeremy Dean QC, who we talked to. They're a virtual reality, but they're not a real virtual reality. There's no reality in the virtual reality as yet. What's been coming in, Cornelius? I know we've got some reactions, and you can react, by the way, on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Mm. Someone on Twitter, by the way, with a name I can't quite read out, because it's rude, says IKEA are doing a range of flat pack crime scenes now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where you can go in and choose from a range.
Yeah,
that's a very good idea. Choose from a range of flat pack crime scenes. So they're doing the East End of London in the 19th century, for Jack the Ripper, from the Ripper range, and you can go and mock up a flat pack cobbled square. To murder a prostitute, and then there's they've got funny names, the IKEA things, haven't they?
Yeah,
there's a Pistorius, it's called, and you can get a flat packed bathroom, like an IKEA bathroom, and OJ Simpson, the Simpson range, which is a just sort of a step. So that's come in that IKEA are doing that. Cass, Asprod, Cass, what?
Please, no, stop.
Okay. So, what have you got, Cornelius? What's going on?
What have I got? Oh, reactions, yeah. Yes. Janie says, people, it's very easy to judge online, so they may as well do it through Instagram because it is just people judging each other.
That's true.
So that would be quite clever. Yeah. And Dom says, as long as he gets to wear one of the virtual wigs, you know, the wigs that judges wear,
yeah,
then he's happy to do it.
Happy to do it. Well, I think it's a step up for juries, really. It would make the whole thing more interesting because if you got bored halfway through, you could just sort of play a game or something.
Yeah. Or change the wig.
Yeah. Just wig.
Customise the judge.
It could, someone said here, and rightly so, it could open up. But do you know when, if you're a celebrity lookalike, right, and that's your job, right, and you used to have a lucrative income, you know, before Operation U-Tree, right, and you used to have an income that based on looking like a celebrity, yeah. but now that celebrity has fallen from grace, shall we say, right? This could be a way to get back into work, couldn't it? Because if you're reenacting either digitally or indeed in the courtroom itself, the crime in maybe involving said celebrities, then your job as a lookalike, you could be back on there with an income reenacting the crimes of the celebrity that you look
like.
Good
idea.
And you know, because no one's thinking of the poor lookalikes, are they?
Well, no, there's no pension plan there,
no,
is there?
Exactly. So, you know, that's a helpful idea. And someone else has said rightly, isn't just recreating the murders and the murder scenes and so on and so forth. It's not really the future, is it? Because what that is just a Jack the Ripper tour. Which it technically is. So, if you've got an opinion, 8722.
Start your message with the word tour.
If you have anything on
start Twitter, your message with any word you like.
Okay, fine.
Oh, yes.
Not sure why I was doing that in the voice of the Churchill dog there, but I just chose
to.
Oh, yes. No. I can actually do that voice better than the voice that's in the advert that we're running at the moment for Churchill. I can do that dog voice. They should come and talk to me. No. It's headline hijack on the way very shortly for at 2 o'clock, of course, there will be the news. We'd like you to put a made-up news story in it, fib, fabricate, and fake your way into that bulletin to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. That is headline hijack. Right, what have we got coming in? Let's have a look here. Former Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg. Nick Clegg there, former Deputy Prime Minister, joke that Paul McCartney used to play on Heather Mills, is to perform a DJ set at the Viper Rooms nightclub.
When was the last time you got to make that joke?
Well, a long while ago. to perform a DJ set at the Viper Rooms nightclub in Sheffield. The former party leader of the Lib Dems has said that he hopes his banging tunes will help reunite the Liberal Democrats with younger voters. He said that. What have you got there, Clive?
Apparently, according to Michael yesterday, he says the reason as to why Green Party leader Natalie Bennett is stepping down from her role within the party has today become clear as a tabloid newspaper has uncovered that Bennett had been fracking in her own back garden to help supply power to her own home.
Just getting a quick note, by the way. Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg is not going to perform a DJ set at the Viper Rooms nightclub in Sheffield. He's U-turned.
He's
U-turned on that particular idea. You know, which is unlike him. Okay, so 20 minutes to go before we get a news story into the news at 2 that's made up by you. The line's open, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And we'll meet a lonely lunch club in today's Tupperware Hall of Despair next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Hello, son. Good night.
Shut up, Dad.
I remember nights in Winkers.
Shut up, Dad.
I first knowed your mum.
Oh, shut up, Dad.
Well, with tongues, anyway.
Shut up, Dad.
Ooh, like two starving octopus.
Dad, shut up.
Fed up with Dad's taxi? If you're over 18, you can get your very own Citroën C1 with everything you need, including 3 years insurance, for one monthly payment. Get your own car with Citroën Simply Drive. TCs and excess mileage charges apply. Telematics box required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Citroën UK Limited is a credit broker. The lender is Citroën Financial Services.
Citroën.
There is a prophecy that when the forces of darkness rise and unleash hell upon this land, heroes will unite to fight together.
So are you here?
To save our people.
This year, an unthinkable threat.
An invasion.
Needs unstoppable heroes.
We'll protect the kingdom.
We will try, my friend.
Warcraft, the beginning, in cinemas May 30th.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Two.
churchy. I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm a car, and I'm scared of the road. It's embarrassing, okay, but I just can't leave the drive knowing there's over a million uninsured maniacs out there.
If you're hit by an uninsured driver, we'll repair your car and make sure you keep your no-claim discount.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks, churchy. Woohoo! Let's hit the A3079.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Source Motor Insurers Bureau Comprehensive Cover and Non-Fault Claims Only. Registration number, make and model of other vehicle required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays through Dunboyne in Somerset for the A38 Bristol Road. Around the junction with A39, it's partially blocked by an accident on the route between Pawlet and Bridgewater. You're still queuing through Wembley on the North Circular. This is towards the Harrow Road underpass. A couple of lanes closed there after a lorry fire. Work on the A4 Bath Road in Maidenhead is causing queues. The A40 in Oxford very busy because of roadworks around the Wolvercote roundabout. And there's congestion coming out of the Kingsway Wallasey Tunnel in Liverpool. This is if you're north on the Scotland Road. That's also because of roadworks. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Brothers Ghoul on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jovial talk, genial topics, and a general speakeasy presented by two brothers separated in time and space. Until a freak radio scheduling accident brought them together. It's Rich Man, Poor Man Radio, featuring Johnny, the bright one.
Good evening, madam.
And Ash, the other one.
Okay, dumb Ash. Oh, yeah.
Settle down.
The Brothers Gould.
With me, Johnny Gould, featuring Ash, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, some of your reactions are coming in because it's a Talk Radio station and what do you expect? 8722 if you've got a reaction.
Starting message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Starting message with any word you like.
We're also on Facebook.
Yes, facebook.com for that.
And what else are we, anything?
The radio.
The radio. We're also on the radio.
We're on app. Find us on app.
Yes.
Is there anything else? Am I missing anything?
How modern are we now? Is there anything else? Are we missing anything else? Ask Broadcastle, no.
Email.
We're on email.
We are modern.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, fine. So if you'd like to react using any of those media, then please do. Or what's coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. Kiss say they want to rock and roll all night and party
every day. Yeah.
But Sean Kingston says he likes to sleep all day and party all night.
Well, so, again, difference of opinion there, isn't there? And that's, you know, that's a very fair point. You know, some people think one thing, some people think the other. And that's, that's how it works, apparently. So, I don't know if you've seen any news, by the way.
The news. Yes.
Yes?
Yeah, I had a news epiphany last night.
Yes?
Yeah, and sort of bright light outside my window.
Yeah.
A being presented itself to me. And then I looked carefully and I thought, wow, no way, it's real. Sir Trevor MacDonald was there outside my window glowing.
Right.
And he showed me his news.
Did he?
Yeah.
Right, I don't think that's an epiphany. I think that's called Weird Old Man in Your Garden. That's what was going on there, really.
Maybe.
Yeah, Trevor MacDonald's got a habit of that. Turns up, waves his news around in front of people. Or not, if he's got lawyers. So, it's quite complicated, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't get my head around it.
Well, allows to help, because this is where we break the news down for you and simplify it, because the news is complicated, but it could be simpler. You only have to listen to a Radio 1's news beat to understand that. But if you want it simplified down even further, then look no further than Talk Radio in the afternoon, because this is where we break news down into its component form of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables, the oldest form of poetry in the world. It's the news in haikus.
Google's Paris off. It's raided for tax. Bet there. Not feeling lucky.
The news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Ah. And so we throw open the ill-fitting, plasticky doors that mark the entrance to the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Now, if you haven't heard this before, if you're a first-time listener to the programme, welcome. But if you are lunching alone, well, this is the spot for you, because be alone no more, for we are here to be your virtual friend and colleague as we offer up our services of idle chit-chat, as though you were at work, caught in the kitchen, or by the water cooler with someone you don't really know very well. So it's just a little bit of talk, a little bit of idle chat about anything. Could be a relationship issue, could be last night's television, could be a film that you want to go and see, holidays, it could be anything you like to chat about as we play that role of your virtual friend and colleague. But you have to be lunching alone. You have to be a lonely what lunch. And we induct someone new into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you'd like it to be you, there is now a very modern sounding, let me try and get this right, email address. That is lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk if you would like to get on the list to be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Someone who's done exactly that is a person called Harry. He's on the telephone now. Hello, Harry.
Hello, John. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Harry. Where are you calling from, Harry?
I'm calling from the middle of the countryside, up in the northeast of England, Northumberland.
Very nice, up in Northumberland there. So, what do you do in the countryside there? Are you just hanging out?
Well, my family is from here. I've just finished university, and I'm just sort of dusting off them for a bit, really.
Good. So I've got nothing else to do. That's the correct thing to do. Yes, very good.
Yeah.
What are you doing specifically today? I mean, have you just got up? What's the
I've been up for a bit. I'm just having a walk around the countryside, really.
That's nice, isn't it?
On some country roads.
Yeah. It's a good way to spend lunch. Have you got a lunch with you? Are you eating out, as it were?
I've got a little packed lunch with me. A little fried egg sandwich.
Fried egg sandwich.
In a packed lunch?
Yeah, that's how we do it up north. That's what we do.
That's what they do up there.
Cold fried egg.
Yeah. You better believe it.
They just eat what they can up there. It's where fried eggs come from. Didn't you know that?
No.
Idiot. Fried eggs are from the countryside in the north. That's where you get fried eggs. You have to forage for them, under trees, like truffles.
Oh,
they're
okay.
A delicacy up where he is.
Mm.
Food is a delicacy where he is.
Very nice, very posh.
And by making fun of it, you're being racist to me, Con, so be careful, please.
Yeah, that's right, you see.
Sorry.
Cornelius is a racist, so that all ties in. That's right. How can we help you? I mean, you know how it works. You're allowed to chit and chat about whatever you like, any subject, and we'll try and pile in with just small talk, really. What do you fancy, Harry?
Can you handle some of my worries that I've got about life at the minute, John? Can you take some of them if I tell them to you?
I think we probably can, yes. Yes, that's what we're here for. We're here to be your friend.
I'm really worried, John. As nice as Northumberland is, I'm really scared about being here my whole life because there's nothing here that I want to do.
Right.
I've just done a media degree. There's next to no media here in Northumberland, and I'm scared I'm going to be stuck here being a waiter or something forever.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with being a waiter with a media degree. That's probably most people with a media degree, isn't it? So... Northumberland. I mean, what's Northumberland got to offer? Come on, let's talk about that. I mean, Northumberland, you said it's got beautiful countryside, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, in terms of media opportunities, it's got a couple of community radio stations that I've already exhausted.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are several ways around this. I mean, the most obvious one is to, let me think... Move away, you idiot.
Yeah.
That's one,
that's
isn't
a good
it?
Point, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And the other one is to suck it up and become a farmer. So, you know, there are a couple of options available to you, I would say. I mean, have a look around now. What are you looking at? Describe the beautiful scene to us now.
Well, I can see a cemetery, John. I don't think that's quite a nice sight right now.
Well, I don't want to depress you further, Harry, but one day you will end up there.
Yeah, you could become dead.
Yeah.
That's an option.
It's not option three. Option one, move away. Option two, suck it up. Option three, become dead. And really,
well, you put it like that.
Yeah, I mean, you think you've got, you thought you had no options, but there's three straight away for you there. Is it...
I don't know what I was worried about, to be honest with you, John.
No, I don't know either. I mean, I think, to be honest, you were worrying unnecessarily.
Yeah.
You know, you really were. I mean, look, think about what Northumberland has to offer, right? It's got the corpses of people in the countryside there. Yeah. Most of them found while people walking their dogs, probably, as well, right? Because yeah. That always happens. There's always people walking their dogs that find the corpses. There's as many fried eggs as you can scavenge from the land. You know, think about
that. That is true.
And you know, I don't know. I don't think I've ever been to Northumberland. What towns are in Northumberland?
There's a town called Morpeth. That's the sort of where all the old people go when they've retired.
Yeah. Is that next to the cemetery then? Just like a waiting room, is it?
Not too far. There's a few cemeteries over.
Yeah.
There's another town called Annick, which is more or less the same. Got a big castle there. They filmed Harry Potter there, but not anymore. No media opportunities there anymore.
You say that, but you've just, you know, Harry Potter's a big media opportunity. Why don't you set up a Harry Potter theme park? They're popular.
Could do.
I mean, this is your own fault, Harry. You're not getting up, you know, on your bike, like Norman Tebbit said before you were born. Right? Get on your bike, make a Harry Potter theme park, selling fried egg sandwiches in a cemetery. I mean, think about the opportunity there. People could come and pay their respects to their loved ones while enjoying a Hermione flume. Or whatever it is. You know,
while mopping yolk off of their chins.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you know, you could dig into one of the tombs and call it the Chamber of Secrets. Couldn't you?
Lots of
the tombs.
You must feel silly.
Or the graves,
having,
then.
You must feel silly having rung in when there's such an obvious career path right in front of you.
I do feel daft. I think I've wasted the time it took me to send that email to you. To be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, you know. I mean, I like to think we've helped you in many ways, but I do think you're missing the opportunity. Because here's the thing, Harry. Here's the thing you're going to learn about life, right? And I'm not. This is not patronising. This is just, you know, we all learned this, okay? And it's that you look around you and you see what opportunities are there, and then you take them. In your case, it's some dead people, an abundance of naturally growing fried eggs in the countryside. And the wherewithal, perhaps most importantly of all, the wherewithal to build a Harry Potter theme park in a cemetery.
It's a place of opportunity here, isn't it?
It really is. Northumberland is a land of opportunity. And yes, there are racists like Cornelius who don't think you should even be there. You know, he doesn't even think Northumberland should be in this country. He wants to send it back, don't you?
Send it back to where it came from.
Yeah. But ignore those people. Ignore those naysayers, Harry. And you, look, what's right in front of you? Right in front of you now. What's there on the path in front of you? Quite literally, the path in front of you.
Some nettles, John.
Grasp those nettles, Harry.
All right, grasp
those nettles.
Ow!
There it is. Harry, don't think of them as nettles. Think of them as opportunities.
I'm so happy.
Thanks, Harry. I hope we've helped. That's Harry. He was our lonely luncher today on the radio. And I think that's good advice. Grab what's in front of you, even if it's nettles, and consider them opportunities, and build a Harry Potter theme park in a cemetery. Why not? Hey, why not? If you'd like to join the Lonely Lunch Club, please come into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Lonely Lunch, just like Harry did. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. That is our email address. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. And you'd be very welcome. You'd be very welcome to join us. Now, it's 5 to 1. That means we're... 5 to 2, beg your pardon. So that means we're 5 minutes away from the news at 2 o'clock. That means we need to find a headline hijack. Do we not? We need to find a made-up news story to go into the news at 2 o'clock. Because those people who aren't listening to this bit... Maybe they have popped out to lunch with someone else. And maybe, just maybe, they're coming back to the office in a moment and we'll switch the radio on. They'll hear the news, they'll believe it because it comes out of Victoria's ordinarily truthful face. But what if there is a made-up news lie in there? We call it Headline Hijack. And we've got some here.
Yes, we do-zy-do.
What?
Sorry, I don't know why I said that.
Please never say it again. I should have read some of these, I admit. Disaster in the trendy part of Manchester, the Northern Quarter, after several dangerous animals have escaped from a pop-up zoo. Lions, tigers, rabid koala have managed to escape after the temporary enclosures were not stable enough. That's from Matthew. He is in Manchester. Cornelius.
Jacob says that the Japanese consulate of London is to honour John Holmes for his service towards sharing Japanese culture with the British people. The ever popular News in Haikus feature on the show is thought to have taught several people in the UK about how the unique Japanese poetry works.
Thanks very much. Who's that from?
That's from Jacob.
Jacob. Thank you very much, Jacob. Do you have the name of a winner?
Do I have the name
of a winner? Do you, Cornelius Susan Electroencephalograph Compost Horseface Mendez, have a winner?
Yes, I do. I do.
What's the name of it?
It's Glenn.
Glenn. Where's he from?
Leatherhead.
Glenn is in Leatherhead, which I think is near Leatherhead.
God.
If pronounced correctly by a man who hasn't got a speech failure. Glenn in Leatherhead, well done. You got your made-up news story into the news next. We're then work experience punditry today. Aidan, not Ellie today. Aidan has stepped into Ellie's breach. And he will be here with hipster nonsense very shortly. You'll also have the chance to win some meat later today in a game of Dead or Alive. What the people think, we'll be out on the streets finding out what the people think today. It's moustaches or headphones. Plus, we will be enjoying another round of a homosexual pensioner blowing a tune through his lips in the old gay whistle test. All to come this afternoon on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Let's start the meeting with a round of quick-fire questions. Whoever gets the most correct answers gets tomorrow off. First question, what's the most efficient way to manage our expenses?
Concur.
How can you capture supplier invoices electronically and manage approvals from anywhere?
Concur.
By switching to blank, we now have the tools that give us full visibility into company spend.
Concur.
Bob, you're the winner. You get tomorrow off.
But tomorrow's Saturday.
A deal's a deal.
Oh.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.co.uk.
I wanna go claim with Stan Fisher while there's still time.
Time could be running out to get your PPI claim in, so you've got to be on the ball if you don't want to miss the deadline. Text HURRY to 800-11, that's HURRY to 800-11, or visit stantonfisher.com and let our team get you a result while there's still time.
I wanna go claim with Stan Fisher while there's still time.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trades quality building products. In May, get a real deal on a 12-tube box of GP200 silicone sealant for just $11.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock on a Wednesday. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, steel workers protest in London. The EU campaigns clash over the economy. And one D-star complains about abuse by fans.
Talk Radio.
Hundreds of steelworkers have been marching through central London, calling on the government to do more to save their struggling industry. Tata Steel is trying to find a buyer for its UK assets because they're not making any money. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has joined the protest to urge ministers to end cheap Chinese imports and offer more investment to British Steel. He says the industry is strong but urgently needs help.
They have built everything there is in this country. Every road, every railway, every new building is because of the steel workers and the steel industry. They must not be sent down the road. The industry must not be destroyed. And we will make sure it is not destroyed. That's why we are here today.
Shell says more than 400 jobs are going in Aberdeen, most of them before the end of the year. The energy giant, which took over BG Group earlier this year, insists the cuts are needed to stay competitive. Police searching for a man who'd gone missing in Torquay have found two bodies. One is believed to be 39-year-old David Caldwell, while the other is understood to have been there for some time. The World Trade Organization has issued a fresh warning about the potential economic cost of a potential Brexit. It's on the same day the IFS has been criticised by Vote Leave for warning Britain could face two more years of austerity in the case of an outvote next month. Tory MP Andrea Leadsom, who wants to leave, says it's just more negative propaganda.
This is rehashing the absolutely ridiculous assumptions that have been put into other economic models. And I just think people are growing tired of hearing this endless kind of plague of frogs. None of this is true.
A teenager has appeared in court charged with murdering a baby girl almost a year ago. 7-week-old Esme Martin was taken to a hospital following an incident at a flat in Hampshire last June. 19-year-old Joshua Martin from Alton has been remanded into custody and is due in court again tomorrow. Lord Sugar says he wants to use his new role as the government business expert to help young people. The Apprentice star has been hired to talk to school leavers in England about setting up their own companies. It's a role he's used to. He worked as a small business czar under Labour but quit the party last year.
As I used to say in those audiences I had, there's only one or two of you here. Start a meaningful business one day, my job's done. Thousands of people are starting businesses every day of the week, and I want to encourage that.
Niall from One Direction says he's been kept awake but at night by fans sending him abusive messages. The singer's tweeted that he's been hassled for a couple of weeks by people texting nasty things about him and his family. He's not the only 1D star being harassed. His bandmate Louis Tomlinson recently had a threatening call.
What? Ooh. He's been kept awake all night by messages.
Yeah, but
switch your phone off, you massive idiot. Why doesn't he just do that? Why doesn't he just switch his phone off? Then he won't be kept awake all night.
Maybe he's worried about what they're saying as opposed to constant notifications.
Mm. Also, Alan Sugar, right?
Yeah.
Right. A business czar, right? This is a man who, quite apart from being one of the rudest, most unpleasant people I've ever met, invented the Amstrad emailing telephone. Which was one of the biggest business flops. And no one bought it, apart from him, probably. And my mate Gary, who then regretted it. But, because he got no one to email on it, because no one else had one. So why is Alan Sugar always held up as a... It's nonsense, isn't it?
He's on telly, isn't he?
Oh, that'll be it, yeah, I forgot. Mm. Yeah, cool, that's how it works, isn't it? Perhaps the man from One Direction's getting messages on his Amstrad emailing telephone from my friend Gary, who doesn't like One Direction. And Alan Sugar, because they're the only two people with them. I'm just speculating, Victoria. I don't have the facts to hand, unlike you.
No, I'm just surprised you listened.
That is a good point. Yeah.
Can I do the weather now?
Talk Radio National Weather.
Thought you'd done it.
Cloudier and cooler today. Rain heavy in places, beginning to spread across the east and north of England. Highs of 14 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. And I think Ben's got the sport.
Yes.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Managerial matters dominate today's sports news agenda. It looks as if Rafa Benitez will sign a 3-year deal at relegated Newcastle. Another relegated club could soon have a new man in charge. It's reported Roberto Di Matteo will be unveiled as manager of Aston Villa by the end of the week. Contract talks are due to continue today between Jose Mourinho's representatives and Manchester United. And it's being reported Southampton manager Ronald Koeman is close to signing a new 2-year deal. Arsenal have announced the signing of Swiss international Granit Xhaka. The highly rated midfielder will join from German side Borussia Mönchengladbach for an undisclosed fee. Finally, onto tennis, Heather Watson is out of the French Open. There's now no British representation in the women's tournament after the British number 2 lost her second round match to former champion Svetlana Kuznetsova in straight set 6-1, 6-3. Andy Murray is on court right now. He leads Matthias Borg by 5-2 in the first set. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sports.
And finally, a new online dating social media network has launched based on smart fridges. The dating service will match people based on similar dieting habits. Tam Fry, the head of the National Obesity Forum, told Julia Hartley Brewer earlier that he believed that this could lead to fat people falling in love with other fat people and having fat babies.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Terrible. Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So good afternoon then, hello Wednesday, I am John Holmes, it is Talk Radio, and today on the programme we're giving you the chance to become a top Russian athlete. Now, if you'd like that opportunity, all you have to do is this: make sure you competed for the Mother Russia in the 2008 Summer Beijing Olympics and or the 2012 London Olympics, and you must have taken a cocktail of performance enhancing drugs as handed out by the Russian state. You'll need to take the drugs to compete, win medals. And then when it comes to a urine test, simply have your druggy waz swapped for some clean stuff by a corrupt laboratory in the pay of Vladimir Putin. So it's very simple to enter because that's all you have to do. Your chance this afternoon to become a Russian athlete only on Talk Radio in association with our friends at the Kremlin.
Talk Radio.
Work experience punditry. As you know, if you're a regular listener, we are, oh yes, a road testing the next gen of pundits, of critics, of broadcasters, as they come into the studio to do work experience in that very area. The advantage, of course, being work experience. We don't have to pay them. Sometimes that means the quality is quite poor. Mentioning no names. Let's find out whether we're in luck today or not. Now, normally on a Wednesday, it's Ellie,
yeah,
who brings us hipster nonsense.
Oh yes,
she's not here today.
No.
But we welcome back Aidan.
Hello.
Who normally does
music?
That's right.
Yeah.
So why are you doing this and not music?
Because I had nothing better to do.
Fine.
So
good answer.
Thought I'd just come here and have a chat.
Good work.
Versatile.
All right. Versatile and available.
Yeah. And free.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, we already had a couple of texts and going, oh no, where's Ellie, right?
Oh, really?
Ellie's a bit of a hit.
Oh.
So, I mean, the stuff she brings in is appalling to talk about. But, so, I'm just saying, you've got big shoes to fill, Aidan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
So, what hipster-based nonsense are you going to be previewing? This is stuff that's coming up, I guess.
Yes.
Well, I say coming up, popping up, to use the phrase of a git. what have you?
Well, this is something that Cass pointing out to me, actually.
Cass broadcast.
While I was in the other room, glamping at Glastonbury. This is like camping.
Yes.
At Glastonbury.
Yes.
Like in a tent and that. But it's glamping at Glastonbury.
Yeah.
So it's glamour camping.
Glamour camping. Yeah. I'm aware of that. That's been around for a while, hasn't
right?
it?
Glamour, yeah. Glamour but camp. There is this a pop-up hotel, and it's called the Pop-Up Hotel.
Right.
It's being set up there.
Of course it's called that.
And it is extraordinary. It has hot showers, central heating, and a pamper area with hair dryers and a spa. Now, there's a like a price ladder of the different rooms you can have.
Yes.
So you can have a bell tent, which is £1,995. You can have a yurt... Y-U-R-T.
Right, already.
Yeah. What is a yurt?
It's like the temporary home of a swear word I can't say. right? I'll write, it's a temporary home.
It's a sort of tent, basically.
It's a sort of tent, but the right. sort of it's people round. Who stay in it
right.
are these people.
Right, okay.
See? I knew you were going to write that. Yeah.
Yeah, that is the sort of people who stay in a yurt.
Right.
Them. Yeah. Yeah, and that's the worst word, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's over £2,000 if you wanted to stay in a yurt, if you're one of those people and you had £2,000 to spare. There's an Airstream lodging, which is £5,995, or if you're a right, you know, you could stay in the tent house suite, which is £13,000. This is for 5 days.
They've called it a tent house suite. I want to kill them.
So there you go, £13, tent house suite, 5 days in a muddy field. watching some fairly great music this year.
Oh,
to
yeah.
be fair.
What?
ZZ Top, you know, 13 grand for ZZ Top.
I would pay that for ZZ Top alone, as long as they did the whole of Eliminator and the whole of Afterburner. They're the names of their albums, Cornelius.
Okay.
ZZ Top were a band.
Yeah, Beards, I know.
Yeah.
They're hipsters, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're the original hipsters.
Yeah. And that's the point where everyone's been copying them. For 14 grand, you can stay in one of the beards of ZZ Top. Weirdly, ZZ Top, of course, right? They're called Gibbons, aren't they? Billy and Dusty Gibbons,
right.
And they've got the beards. Yeah. But the drummer, whose name
we've been through this,
I know,
we've been through this.
But look at him; he's forgotten. Look at his little face.
Yeah. Oh.
The drummer, whose name is Frank Beard, is the one without a beard.
Yeah.
And the other two are the ones who don't own Gibbons. So
it's like BJ and the Bear, isn't it?
BJ yeah. and the Bear.
Get out.
BJ McKay and his best friend Bear, but Bear was a chimpanzee.
Yeah,
not
I
a bear.
Know.
Not a bear. A bear. BJ McKay, yeah,
not
his
a
best
bear.
Friend Bear.
It was a monkey, wasn't it?
It was a chimpanzee.
Nah,
thank
it.
You.
Next.
For 15 grand, you can stay in a monkey.
Do you want the next one?
You'll hollow it out.
I think you'll really like this next one, actually.
I very much doubt it.
No. What is your opinion on fungi? Different types of fungus?
Well, he works with one.
No, this is what I work with. I wrote it down earlier. just cross the S off. That's what you are.
Fungi, John, come on. Focus.
What's my opinion on fungi?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, some of it is good,
yeah.
Other of it is bad.
Is it Brompton Cemetery? Do you like Brompton Cemetery?
I can't possibly see where this is going.
No.
Is there a pop-up fungi cafe in Brompton Cemetery?
Well, it's called the BioBlitz, right? And it's a 24-hour event running from the 27th, May the 27th, so this Friday, through into Saturday. And basically, it's a 24-hour hunt for different types of plants, animals, and fungi that you find in Brompton Cemetery. But I don't think you have to pay, so it is
right.
free.
And how far are you allowed to dig down? Because that could get awkward.
5.5 feet. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's... Phew! That's all right, then. Oh.
So there you go.
What I'm saying is things tend to go mouldy in cemeteries,
yeah,
don't they?
They do. There is a limit, I think. And, you know, but I think we're looking at trees as well.
Yeah.
And on the gravestones themselves. So there you go. If you want to... I don't know what the purpose is for it. I think it's just people looking. They find it and they look and they log
so,
it, maybe.
So it's basically a nature trail?
Kind of, yeah. In a cemetery.
Yeah.
Brompton Cemetery.
Well, what's specific... Why Brompton... What's so good about Brompton Cemetery? I mean,
There must be a lot of fungus going on there.
Have unique fungi to its... area or something. I don't know.
Honestly, maybe it's a particularly big cemetery. I've never been to Brompton. I've certainly never been to the Brompton Cemetery.
It would be better to allow that extra half a foot, I think.
Do you think?
And make it a sort of treasure hunt. Wouldn't it? Because, you know, people like nature trails, people like treasure hunts.
Right.
Right? So if you buried treasure...
Yeah.
...in the grave of a stranger...
Right. Is this... Okay, right, yeah.
I'm just thinking it through.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
You know, to the modern hipster treasure, like a bowl of cereal.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Right? And, but bury
or a
that,
model of a bowl of cereal.
A model of... A pop-up model of a bowl of cereal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And put that in a grave.
Yeah.
And then the object of the...
Would be to find it, yeah.
Would be to hunt that down while looking at the different kind of fungi that was growing on the bones of someone dead. I don't know. You know, but think about it, you look at me like I'm mad and I'm saying stupid ideas just out loud.
Yeah.
But that's what
it's feasible.
That's all this is.
Yeah.
People, you know, one day a man woke up, looked at himself in the mirror, hated himself and his beard, and just went, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to invent a cafe that just has crisps in it. It's no more stupid than my idea,
it's true,
is it?
Yeah, it's true.
You know, going back to your ZZ Top based. Yurt shenanigans.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it wouldn't be beyond the realm of possibility to keep going. I mean, you went up to what, 14 grand?
Yeah, 13.
For a
tent house suite. Though,
a tent house suite, which we don't... What is in the tent house suite, by the way? Did you have the details of what was in that?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite extraordinary, actually, to be fair. It's like, have you ever seen Harry Potter? Have you seen any of the Harry Potter movies? The one where they go to, like, the big event at the start of the film, they have, like, a big tent, they go in there. Have you seen it? Okay, fine. So basically, it's just basically, like, a fully furnished, it's got, like, a proper dining room, proper, like, reception area,
yes.
Got a dressing room,
yes.
And it's all in this big tent, central heating, the whole works, like, properly nice, comfy furniture.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's kind of, I would say it's worth the money, but then again, you are in a muddy field. Well, that's junk people, so I don't know.
Yeah, but you can go back to that rather than the tent where...
The yurt.
The yurt that your friends are staying. I mean, the crappy... Yeah.
I've got that, that's the fun bit of Glastonbury,
well,
though.
That's the thing, for people who like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But a friend of mine, who is a radio producer, who shall remain nameless until in a moment I name him... Right, went to Glastonbury, this is a couple of years ago, and may have become acquainted with a lady friend who was a stranger.
Right, it's fine.
And he went back to her tent in the dark.
Okay.
And it's fair to say they disrobed.
Right.
don't look at me like that. Right, he disrobed, and as things progressed... He realised he needed to answer a call of nature.
Right.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And he thought, well, it's going to be dark. So he unzipped the tent, stepped outside to answer the call of nature.
Right.
Turned round.
Yeah.
And realised he didn't know which tent that he stepped out of. Right. And there were a lot of tents at Glastonbury.
Oh, absolutely.
And he moved, some yards in the dark in some other direction. But he had no torch. No wallet, no clothes, crucially, because he were naked. And do you know what? He spent 20 minutes searching for the tent, didn't know the girl's name, right. So he couldn't even call out.
Right.
You know, unless he'd sort of shouted, horny girl, sorry, then he's not going to attract. And anyway, he basically had to go off. He never saw her, his wallet, his clothes, his keys, ever again.
Who was it?
Adam Hudson at Six Music. But what I'm saying, if he'd stumped up for the tent house suite, he wouldn't have had the same problem.
Exactly.
There's probably a toilet in it.
Exactly, yeah.
Aidan, will you hang about and do some more hipster nonsense?
All right,
fine. It's Talk Radio Wednesday afternoon.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with... See, castle! The 100th time, castle! We're in France. It's chateau, actually.
Mom! Don't let a breakdown get in the way of your holiday. Green Flags Euro Plus includes 5-star UK cover and cover in Europe with up to 40% off phone prices when you buy online. Green Flag, no matter what.
Cars under 16 years old, 5-star de facto rating on Recovery Plus, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
This year, Armed Forces Day is Saturday the 25th of June. Take part and show your support for our armed forces, past and present. Visit armedforcesday.org.uk.
To show how tender the pulled pork at Subway stores is when you cook it for 7 hours, we've stretched this message into 7 hours.
Taste the mouth-watering, amazingly succulent pulled pork covered.
Or if you can't wait that long, get to Subway to enjoy the slow-cooked pulled pork sub now with your choice of sauce. The pulled pork sub at Subway. Cooked slow, eaten fast. Available until 5th of July while stocks last. Participation may vary. See in store for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The gulf at Wentworth making the A30 London Road through Virginia Water look very busy. There's long delays through Wembley on the North Circular in London. At East, near the Harrow Road underpass, two lanes are still out after a lorry fire. Queues for the A40 in Oxford around the Cutslow roundabout, that's because of roadworks. You're still struggling on the northbound M6 after an accident at 18 for Middlewich. It's on the side now, but queues are back to 17 at Sandbach. And delays as you come out of the Kingsway Tunnel in Liverpool. On the northbound side of the A59 Scotland Road, there's restrictions because of roadworks. I'm Jarena Adams.
Hello, Dad's Taxi.
Hi, I'd like...
like to make a booking for tonight. Don't know when, in town, somewhere hard to find, but wait in the car. And you'll need to take Vicky home, she'll be crying, but don't say anything because you're so embarrassing.
Fed up with ferrying them around? If yours is over 18, they can get their very own C1 with Citroën Simply Drive, including 3 years insurance and everything they need for the road for one monthly payment. Get your own car back with Citroën Simply Drive. TCs and excess mileage charges apply. Telematics box required, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Citroën UK Limited is a credit broker. The lender is Citroën Financial Services.
Citroën.
There's a brand new mouth in the morning. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss. Let's bacon roll.
Massive morning radio that's worth going to work for.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
More from Aidan and the hipster nonsense very shortly here on Talk Radio this afternoon. Work experience punditry still to come as well. You can win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. If you'd like to take part in that, by the way, the lines are open for that now. You can text 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then put the word dead.
Dead.
Followed by your own name.
Yeah.
That's, yes, morbid, but no more morbid than hunting for fungus in a cemetery.
That is very true.
So, you know, deal with it. By the way, Simon's been on and says, hello, I'm listening in Northumberland. That's two listeners in Northumberland.
Right. Two listeners.
Yeah. There's a result.
Mm.
Good. The news. I don't know whether you've seen any of it.
The news?
Yes.
Well, John, last night I danced the news.
Did you?
Yeah, I danced the dance of the news.
That's nice.
In the street.
Yes.
It was raining.
Yeah.
I was naked.
Yes. You couldn't find a tent afterwards.
No. I live in a home. And I danced the news.
Oh, the naked news dance.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just normal Tuesday night for me.
Yeah. Did the news come? At your bidding?
Yes.
Did it?
Yeah.
Excellent. It's quite complicated, isn't it?
Well, John, I couldn't get my head around
it. Well, allow us to help you, because this is where we break down the news into its component parts. Make the complicated news easier to understand, and we do it, of course, in the form of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Bailout deal for Greece agreed by IMF went through unfettered.
The news in haikus. So we are with Aidan this afternoon. He is what are you?
Work experience reviewer.
That'll do.
Yeah.
He's got hipster nonsense. Normally it's the realm of Ellie, but I have to say today's hipster nonsense has been up there with the irritating stuff she brings in. So I detect her hand at work by saying, take this, he'll hate it. So far we've discussed hunting for fungi in graves in Brompton in a sort of pop-up corpse robbing thing and the glamping at Glastonbury this year which has got completely out of hand.
Yeah.
What have you got next?
Well, you're gonna love this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Bamboo bike workshop, right? Mm. So if you've got nothing to do between Saturday the 18th of June and Sunday July the 10th.
No, I'm very busy.
And you've got £590 to spare, right? You can toddle off to Hackney for a two-day workshop to make your own bamboo bike frame.
There you are.
And they teach you how to do it. You make your own. You can go for top-up sessions, which I assume you've got to pay further money for, to add extra components to it.
Is that a pop-up top-up?
Yeah, actually, to be fair, yes, it is. Yeah. And they also give you bamboo beer at the end of each session. I didn't know that was a thing. Bamboo beer. You can make beer out of bamboo.
Here's a thing, yeah, Aiden.
Yeah.
And this is why you're not as good as Ellie, right?
Okay.
Because when she came in,
yeah,
and talked about a pop-up food,
yeah,
slash
yeah,
drink,
yeah, yeah,
she brought some in to share.
Oh, yeah.
So if you wanted to curry favour, you could have brought in
some bamboo beer.
Some bamboo beer. There.
Or a pre-made bamboo bike frame for you.
No, I don't want that nonsense. Okay. But the beer would have been fine.
We're not pandas.
Okay, all right. I'll keep that in mind for next time. I'll bring some food in.
There is a next time.
There will be, if he promises the beer. Right, okay. It's a bike frame made out of bamboo.
Made out of bamboo, yeah, yeah. And that's... I mean, that is literally it. And you pay up £190. Because also, you've got to add all the components.
But why?
I don't know. Because maybe it's because it's sturdy, light as well.
No, I mean, overall, why does this exist?
Because it's a...
Who wants to go and spend £590 making a bike frame out of bamboo? You just go to Halfords.
So usually this would annoy me, right? But now I'm thinking, actually, that's decent business acumen. Because they're clearly thinking, well, people are going to buy into this. They're going to spend £590 for a two-day workshop on how to build a bamboo bike. So let's do it. And it's running for, like, almost a month. So it must be successful, right? Fair play to them.
Yeah. What are the wheels made of?
It's just the frame. So you've got to buy all the brakes, you've got to buy all the gears, the hub at the end, you've got to buy the wheels, you've got to buy the tyres.
Right.
So there's a lot more expense on this. It is kind of pointless, to be fair.
Oh, but, you changed your tune all of a sudden. A minute ago, it was a good idea.
No, well, no, I'm not annoyed at them necessarily. Because as I said, like, do you know what I mean? They're making money, fair enough.
Yeah.
You know, and people are going to go and do it. But I wouldn't do it.
No.
But you should.
Well, let's see. Let me have a think about that. No, I'm going to write down, like I wrote down that word earlier, I'm going to write down my reaction to whether or, to you.
Okay.
To where you're suggesting that I should go and do that.
Yeah, I think
that. There. That's the second worst word.
So, right, okay. I think this one really did annoy me.
Yeah.
So,
I might explode.
A ukulele hootenanny. Right.
Aww.
So this is the ukulele, the most pointless instrument of all time.
Controversial.
Well, it starts on the 30th of May and then continues for 5 further weeks after that at the Queen of Hoxton. And basically you go down there, pay a £20 deposit, returnable deposit, fine, for a ukulele.
Yeah.
You go there, have a drink, have a bit to eat, and then you play sort of pop records. Everyone has a massive ukulele jam playing on the ukuleles in there.
Well, do you know, that doesn't sound as irritating as a bamboo bike, if I'm honest with you.
Really?
Well...
But you'd be in a room full of people who playing ukuleles.
Mm. Oh, yeah, when you put it like that, that's true.
And do you know what I mean?
The only thing that would matter was is if they held it in a yurt.
A ukulele yurt.
And the ukuleles were made of bamboo.
Right. For £590.
Yeah, and made by ex-offenders, because that's who always does this sort of stuff, isn't it? And the Queen of Hoxton, by the way,
yes,
mm-hmm. Is surrounded by the workers of Hoxton, obviously, and they breed with her, don't they? The workers of Hoxton breed with the Queen of Hoxton, and they follow her, you know, hive to hive, don't they?
Right.
And she chews up. Do you know how they make nests?
Yes,
they chew. Bamboo bike frames up for pulp and make a nest out of it, and then the Queen of Hoxton sits in there with all the little worker Hoxtons,
right?
And they produce ukulele jam.
Amazing.
That's extraordinary. I don't know. Aiden,
yeah,
thanks.
Sorry.
Great. That was Aiden with today's review of Hipster Nonsense, Work Experience, Punditry, and still to come on the programme then. In the next bit, you can, before the programme ends, certainly you can win some meat. There's a big debate at 3 o'clock, of course, a diversity paper review, and we will be discovering brand new music in 20 Second Showcase. If you are in a band, God forbid it be a ukulele-based one, then why not send us a link to your music? Because this is the only feature on radio where new music is discovered, where we simply pick a song at random out of the pile that we've got here and play the first 20 seconds of it without listening to it first. It's 20 Second Showcase, and it's coming next. Victoria's got the news.
Talk radio.
Hundreds of steel workers have marched past Parliament.
Save our steel! Save our steel! Save our steel!
They're calling on the government to save thousands of jobs which are at risk as Tata Steel hopes to sell its loss-making UK plants. It comes as the business secretary and Welsh First Minister are meeting the firm in Mumbai. Peter Garbutt, who works at the site in Hartlepool, has told Talk Radio they haven't done enough yet.
They've nonsense last year about the steel industry. What have they done? Please tell me, what have they done? You get a lot of, yes, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, but there's lads losing thousands of pounds on the pensions. Let's just hope the government will listen to us.
Energy giant Shell is cutting around 475 jobs in the UK following its takeover of smaller rival BG Group. The Anglo-Dutch firm says the losses in Aberdeen are required for the firm to remain competitive as oil prices are low. Vote Leave campaigners have dismissed claims the UK faces two more years of austerity if we decide to leave the EU. It's accused the Institute of Fiscal Studies of propaganda because it's received EU funding. In its report, the IFS claims up to £40 billion pounds may be wiped off public finances if we turn our backs on the European Union. France has had to dip into its strategic oil reserves as blockades at refineries cause fuel shortages. A fifth of petrol stations have run dry because of protests over planned new labour laws. And the makers of Glee have lost the latest round of a legal battle about the TV show's name. 20th Century Fox had appealed against a ruling that it breached a trademark owned by a British comedy club chain, the Glee Club, by broadcasting in the UK. But three quarters of appeal judges have dismissed the challenge. The weather cloudy and cooler this afternoon. Rain heavy in places spreading across the east and north of England. Highs of 14 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then. Well, it's, you know, that bit of production you just heard there? It's that. On the radio. 20-second showcase is this. 20-second showcase is where we discover new music. What better time, be honest, to discover brand new music than just after 2:30 on a Wednesday afternoon on a radio station that no one really knows exists, let alone listens to, due to a lack of marketing budget. I say, bring on Georgie Rogers.
The John Holmes 20-second showcase. I'm Georgie Rogers, new music discoverer at Virgin Radio, and I in no way endorse this feature.
So Georgie Rogers is, as she rightly said, the new music discoverer over at our sister station Virgin Radio. She does that on a Sunday night. She discovers the new bands. There's a long tradition of discovering new bands, of course, in Britain on the radio. That's kind of where it happens. It used to happen with the legendary, of course, greatest new music discoverer of them all, John Pearl on BBC Radio 1. And he used to discover the new music. Well, he used to discover it in a really weird way. Let me tell you something about John Peel, right? Mm-hmm. What an idiot. Right, what he used to do was get sent music, vinyl, cassette, compact disc, from bands. And what he used to, this is mad, what he used to do is he used to listen to it all day. Because he'd go on at night.
What?
I know. He'd go on at night on Radio 1, having spent his day listening to loads of new music. And then what he'd do, he'd choose music that he liked or thought was going to become the next big thing. And he'd play those tracks on the radio, because he'd heard them before, he'd heard them in the day, and he used to then just play them on the radio and bring them to a very wide audience, let's be honest. But, you know, what a cockeyed way of discovering new music, when all you need to do really, I mean, to be honest, I think he overthought it. All you need to do is say these words: are you in a band? Do you want to get national radio airplay on a radio station that's not really listen to? Do you, because that's the way to do it, not the John Peel way. And even better than that, we'll do it by, and this is where, this is the clever bit, none of you listening to it first, none of your discerning taste, none of your, let's face it, bias opinions and prejudice about what music you may not like. No, not for us. What we do is level that
playing field. We level the New Music playing field by picking a song out of the pile we've got sent in by you and your band to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
You send us a link to your music. We put it all together. We quite literally pick one at random and then we play the first 20 seconds of it without listening to it first. And that way, it's fair, isn't it?
Mm.
It's not, oh, John Pearl on BBC Radio 1 and that's out now on the Carling Black label. It's not none of that. None of that. Just, oh, I've listened to it and here's my opinion. No, that's not fair. That's just a man's opinion. Nonsense. This is fair because it's just random and level playing field. We don't even listen to it, so we don't know what it's going to sound like. And that is 20 Second Showcase, my friend. And if you're in a band or in a musician, then get out and get typing 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with the word band.
Now, if the music is deemed good by the music judging system we have here in the studio, then, and only then, will it get passed on to Georgie Rogers, the new music discoverer of Virgin Radio, who may well give the whole thing a spin on Virgin. If it's musically appalling on every single level and worthless, it will go into the file marked Russell Kane, who also has a show on Virgin. Today, Cornelius.
It is today.
Do we have a 20-second showcase?
We do, John. We do, we do, we do.
Who has sent it in? Give us the details.
Mr. Chris Hayes has got in touch.
Yes.
Said, hi guys, this is my new single. Feel free to let me know what you think.
Right.
So there we go.
Think.
He said think.
Did he write think or think?
He wrote think.
So what's he called? Chris Hayes?
Chris Hayes with a Z-E.
Chris Hazy?
No, it's Chris Hayes. H-A-Z-E.
That could be Hazy.
No, it couldn't. It would have an I in.
What about the band Hazy Fantasy?
Who
spelled Hazy like that?
Well, they're wrong.
And their single, John Wayne is Big Leggy.
I don't know what you're on about.
No, it's you don't understand it. This is old people's language.
Mm.
So, what's the track called?
This is called Let Us Be Heroes.
Let Us Be Heroes by Chris Hayes Hazy. And the first 20 seconds of it. Ready?
Yeah, spin it.
There we go, 20-second showcase. Let's do it.
Starting from nothing, end up with something. Climbing up trees on the way to the summit. No slowing down.
Well, that was the 20 seconds
mm-hmm.
of it. Chris Hayes, Hazy. And
Chris Hayes there.
Hazy. Don't let us be heroes. Okay, well, opinions count. Let's go first to paid intern Cornelius, because he's
John.
Sitting next to me.
Hi. Yeah, I thought it was all right. I didn't think it was anything particularly special. And that's pretty much it. I think it's just a bit, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it weren't bad, but...
Well, it's a bit sort of. I mean, it's the singer songwriter sound of now.
Oh, absolutely.
It's got who are the other ones? You've got your Jake Bug, haven't you?
Jake Bug, George Ezra,
James
Bay,
yeah,
Hozier, Ed Sheeran.
So there is a sort of sound.
Lots of them.
Of that kind of thing. You know, you could. It's a bit wet, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You want to get all of those artists.
I mean, it started with rain. That's how wet it is.
Yeah. Get all those artists and just a festival called Drip Fest or something. Put them there. but you know, there's a market for that.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's fine. I mean, again, it's not my kind of thing, but I didn't hate it.
No, you can't hate that.
No,
he's a very good singer and player of guitar.
Do you want to roll the bonus ball?
We could do. See if it picks up in any way, because a lot of them do now. They start off like that,
yeah.
And then they'll pick up. Like,
it's got 10 more seconds. The bonus ball is 10 extra seconds of the song.
Mm.
I don't have a ball to roll.
Oh.
Pass me that empty
bottle
of Diet Coke. Or rather, not of Diet Coke, because
it's empty. It's empty bottle.
I'm going to roll the bonus empty Diet Coke bottle.
Okay.
Yes, it's 10 more seconds.
Got my feet on the ground, and I run. So let us be ghosts in the night, or a bird in the sky, or a star in the universe.
Told you.
Well,
Well, it didn't pick up quite enough for me.
No, it didn't.
But hey, you know, it's not up to us, is it?
No, well, I wish it was, but it's not.
It's up to the system that we have here in the studio. And that will decide whether it is a hit or a miss. If it's a hit, it's going into the folder marked...
For the attention of Georgie Rogers.
Down at Virgin's New Music Discovery programme. If it's deemed worthless, it goes into the folder marked...
Russell Kane.
And that's how it works. Cornelius, pull the lever. System thinks it has potential.
How about that?
The system thinks it has potential. Cornelius, it was Chris Hayes, Hazy.
Chris Hayes. Chris Hayes music.facebook.
Jolly good. And the track was called?
What was it called? We Can Be Heroes.
We Can Be Heroes. If you are in a musical group or in a musician or are any of those things and you'd like to get involved in 20 Second Showcase, you get national radio airplay. And who knows? The system could well decide you get airplay on Virgin. Virgin radio airplay, not guaranteed. It's all Georgie Rogers, who stupidly listens to these things. Get in touch, 8722.
Start your message with Word Talk.
At Talk Radio, on
Start
Twitter.
Start your message with your band name.
Yes, okay, fine.
The John Holmes 20 Second Showcase, in association with EARS, nature's way of listening to music.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
The Peugeot 308. Powerful profile, sleek lines. Really? Is this how we're supposed to choose a car? What if we based our decision on what the car is actually like to drive? Not just a quick spin around the block, but a 48-hour test drive. Remember, you buy the image, but you fall in love with the detail. Peugeot 308. Confidence built in. Arrange a 48-hour test drive at Peugeot.co.uk. Participating dealers only. Conditions apply.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trades quality building products. In May, get a real deal on a 6x3-foot sheet of half-inch standard plasterboard for only £3.09 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at SelcoBW.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
Dark forces are upon us.
An invasion.
If we do not unite, our world will perish.
We better get going.
This year...
Saving the world is not a one-man job.
An unthinkable threat.
We'll protect the kingdom, you and I.
We will try, my friend.
Needs unstoppable heroes.
Have pets more fearsome than you?
Well then...
Whatever you plan to do, do it now!
Warcraft, the beginning. In cinemas May 30th.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like a free 40-point brake check. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit, it's all about the service.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The Gulf at Wentworth making the A30 London Road through Virginia Water look very busy. There's long delays through Wembley on the North Circular in London. At East near the Harrow Road underpass, two lanes are still out after a lorry fire. Queues for the A14 Oxford around the Cutslow roundabout, that's because of roadworks. You're still struggling on the northbound M6 after an accident at 18 from Middlewich. It's on the side now, but queues are back to 17 at Sandbach. And delays as you come out of the Kingsway Tunnel in Liverpool. On the northbound side of the A59 Scotland Road, there's restrictions because of roadworks. I'm Gerina Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's a quarter minutes to three. Cornelius has got some of your reactions. A lot of reactions have been coming in this afternoon, as you can imagine. It's if you've got a reaction of any sort, sometimes you know how it is when you take your jeans off or whatever at night, don't you? And then you go through the pockets and then you suddenly go, oh, I've got, what's in there? Oh, it's a reaction. Don't just flush it down the toilet. Just, you know, send it to us. We'll take your reactions. 87222.
Starting message with Word Talk.
At Talk Radio and Twitter.
Starting message with any word you like.
What's coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. John Ofcom say, hi, it's us again. And Adorno Denza says, will you be my friend on Facebook? No, Adorno, because I don't know who you are.
This afternoon's diversity paper review. Now, of course, we know that certainly in the news this week was Lenny Henry, forever banging on about diversity, has now managed to talk himself into what I think I quote him saying was a hideously white drama, Broadchurch, which he said hadn't got enough diversity in it. So they've asked him to be in it. I mean, that's one way of getting a job, certainly. I mean, yeah, to be honest, I mean, I've watched Broadchurch. There aren't enough short radio presenting men in it.
No, it's
right?
Not.
So where's my shot at that, eh? The heightest scumbags who make that programme, where's that? Hmm? Yeah? And that token story about the murder of Snow White that you had doesn't count. It's just the dwarves are always the criminals, aren't they? Always. So Lenny Henry's talked himself into that. But you know what? We're diverse, Lenny. We're the most diverse programme on the radio in this day and age. And that's because we have a diversity paper review. The paper's reviewed by a different diversity each day. We welcome back Xena, and her diversity is
Nigerian.
Yes. Right, what
exactly
have you got?
Like that.
Yeah. What have you got, Xena, for us today? What papers are they from, and so on and so forth?
Okay, so I've got a range of stories today. So the first one is from The Times,
yes,
cover of The Times, about Google. So Google are in a bit of trouble at the moment, as they are being raided by French police for not having paid their taxes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they're one of a number of big companies, of course, who have been accused in the past of avoiding tax, and evading it and avoiding it. Well, the difference is that it's legal because it's offshore. It's not. They've not deliberately done it. Companies, Google, of course, Vodafone. Chris Moyles as well. Jimmy Carr. Global. You know, many companies have been drawn into this route. So, and Google, I mean, what have they reacted? What have they said?
So, basically, they had an offer. Well, they had a deal going on with the French police that they'd pay back their taxes, and yeah, they haven't done so. So, they've got £130 million to pay back, but they haven't done it. So, this is from years and years of not avoiding it, and
yes,
so now it's built up to about $1.3 billion.
$1.3 billion. That's possibly small change to Google, though, isn't it? I mean, that is a the money they must have.
Yeah, and they have to pay penalties as well now.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, and that's another $143 million.
So when the French police raided the office, I mean, what are they looking for? Because presumably, if you're
anything and everything, just to raid Google, you can find out all their secrets.
It's quite nice to turn up to Google's offices and go, I'm going to do a search. No. You're taking the mic. No. Are you taking the mic? No. No. Monsieur, madame, I'm here to do a search. I brought my engine. But that's probably why they've done it, just for a laugh.
Yeah.
And just to find out what new things they're creating, I guess.
Yeah.
But
Google probably knew they were coming anyway, because yeah, they would have had to Google where it is.
Yeah.
That's right.
There we go.
Yeah.
Classic.
And just come on in, we're feeling lucky.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Yeah. But it's just
sorry, you're just churning out punchlines now.
Yeah.
Just sort of,
yeah. If you're going to go and search, you know, you might as well go. I mean, yeah, I mean, you could do it with what's Vodafone's catchphrase? I don't know what that is.
I don't know. something
building
together?
Better?
I don't know.
Better together?
Yeah. All right. Well, well
you have to be balanced with that opinion. Zina.
Oh, yeah. Allegedly. Yeah. Allegedly, that's what they that's what they have.
Yeah, but it's all about balance. But if that's Vodafone's thing, I mean, look, you know, don't bing it. Bing it.
I'm binging it.
Don't give them the satisfaction of tax avoid. Bing it.
It was how are you?
Yes.
Oh, right, okay.
Fine, thanks. I don't pay tax.
Then it was make the most of now.
Well, there you go.
Right.
And now it's power to you.
There.
Power
well,
to you.
Well, you turn up at their office. That's what they do. Target people who've got an interesting thing. an interesting catchphrase, tagline, whatever you want to call it. Turn up to their office and use it against them.
Yeah.
So Google's got a search, right?
What's Google's catchphrase?
Well, it's just got the feeling
Google.
Lucky thing. And
just Google it, isn't it?
Yeah. But Vodafone, then you go up and go, what was this? What? How are you feeling? What?
Power to you.
Power to you. Well, power to you. No, not power to you, Vodafone. Power to me, because I've got a warrant to take away your computers.
Google's one is apparently, don't be evil.
What? Well, there's an irony.
The formal corporate motto.
Fine.
Wow.
Good.
That's interesting.
What else have you got, Zina? And I deliberately said that to you while you were drinking a drink of water.
Well... according to The Sun, they think it's all sober. No, because it's about England, the England versus Wales booze ban.
Ah, right. Yes. Now talk us through this
good
because
headline.
This is to do with
really
is to do with the Euros, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. So England and Wales fans won't actually be allowed to drink alcohol on the streets of Lens before or after their European 2016 game because of a 24-hour ban.
Yeah, now, so the idea is you can't even buy it from Calais and take it with you because they're going to search you as you go into the town.
That
is right?
Exactly what they're going to do. And it starts at 2 p.m. And then ends at 6 a.m. the next day.
Yes.
So, yeah, no fun. No fun.
Well, I mean, you're a football person,
yeah.
Cornelius.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, very
I'm a
much
footballer, yeah.
If they can, you know. You can't drink, it's a game of no halves.
Oh, that's good, yeah, yeah.
I read it on the front of the Times. so, it's... but is it... Do the two go hand in hand? I mean, you know, you are both a football fan and a drunkard.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I imagine these two things for you go hand in hand.
Yeah, drinking on a football away day. I mean, I'd be gutted to go, especially away to... on an England international,
yeah.
not have a drink before the game and get very much in the spirit of the thing. But also at the same time, it's very much opening itself for sort of prohibition era speakeasies, which is going to be very exciting.
So you think that's what's going to happen? There's going to be underground.
I'm almost certain.
Pop up underground drink bars,
beer barons. I think the Euro is going to be awash with beer barons this year, and I am so excited.
There you go.
I'm excited too.
The point of view of a 23-year-old alcoholic man there as he gets excited about the Euros. At the end of the day, if it is a problem, and I presume it's the violence of you people,
yeah.
Cornelius, with your football.
Terrible, absolutely terrible.
It's your own fault, isn't it?
Well,
you didn't turn up.
It was you specifically.
If you didn't turn up and throw plastic chairs at French people, this sort of thing wouldn't happen, would it?
It's a shame because I think that's always quite a minority, and for a while that hasn't happened. But I think they're worried because it's England Wales, so there's basically two sets of fans who like to do that,
yeah,
and getting together. So and they think there's a friendly rivalry. But the thing is, I think it would be more the case of English and Welsh people actually having a drink together before the game, because we are such quite close nations.
Yes.
And that would be a really nice thing.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, stuff like this ain't going to happen.
And right. Apparently, we're not really the drunkards. It's actually Scotland. I read just not that long ago.
Yeah.
Earlier on today that
racist.
Scotland, that Scotland is actually the highest country of alcohol abuse.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So,
yeah. They're and, not in the Euros though.
Yeah.
They're too drunk to qualify.
Oh.
Yeah.
And shortbread and heroin. Yeah. What, next story?
Okay. Well, actually, I want to ask you a question first before I go on to the next one. How do I say... Is it Lens? So the place in France where they're going...
Lay? Len?
Lay?
L-E-N-S, isn't it?
Yeah, L-E-N-S.
L-E-N-S.
Maybe it's Len. Lens. I don't...
Let's just say it's a bar called Lens.
Yeah.
What we should do is contact Lens and find out.
Oh, God.
Get out.
I've had that written down for so long.
Right. Okay. Nice. Okay, guys, do you watch Netflix at all?
No.
No? Netflix, Amazon, Prime?
I have done in the... Yes.
Well, unfortunately, do you watch lots of British TV or American TV? What do you watch more, British or American TV?
Probably more American stuff, like Narcos.
Well, guys, there might be a quota on how much content comes into Netflix and Amazon, etc., under a new EU-made content law.
Really? Right. Okay, fine. So?
Yeah, so on-demand video streaming services will face a call to at least having 20% of their catalogue offered by EU services and having most of it coming from within our area.
Well, that's... I mean, that happens, I suppose. Well, you get a lot of the Scandinavian murders, don't you? You get all that drama.
Yeah, I used to watch quite an interesting one called Borgden. And it was like a little political drama. It was quite interesting. It was all in Danish, and I thought it was great. But
you say that as though no one's ever heard of it, but that's one of the really famous ones.
Oh, right, okay. Okay, I think
you, Kevin, you said you watched I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here as well. So that's...
I've got a nice eclectic mix
you've
of...
You've very much, you know, sort of cancelled out Morgan there, haven't you?
Yeah.
With watching that, the Anton Deck witchetry grub abusing programme. what were we going to say about that?
What, about I'm a Celeb?
Yeah.
Well, Colleen Rooney is going to be an I'm a Celeb. Neither of you care?
I mean, what is she?
She is the wife of the famous footballer.
Oh!
Wayne Rooney.
Oh, so, oh, okay,
she's
fine.
A wag.
So, yeah, she's a wag.
She's going to be...
What's wag stand for?
Wife and girlfriend.
Wife and girlfriend.
Oh, for the footballer, yeah. So nice. She's going to be an I'm a Celebrity, whereas Wayne, of course, was famously in that... pension at that time, wasn't he?
Yeah.
That's good. Were you... I got asked to go on it once.
Did you?
Yes.
And you said no?
You should go on it.
Of course I said no.
Why? I'd love to do it.
I really want you to go on it.
It looks really fun, I think.
Please go on it.
You should do it.
No.
And they ask
you'll
you again.
You'll be with Colleen.
Yeah, you can meet Colleen Rooney, John.
I don't want to meet Colleen Rooney. I don't know what it is.
You should do it. It looks...
They just kept saying to me, John, you're the sex interest, right? We've had Miley in class.
You're the Michael Burke of that series.
In the bikini. And so, John, we want you to go in a bikini and bathe in a waterfall, soaping up your breasts. And I said, you know what? No.
I think you should. I would vote for you to win.
Thank you. They actually didn't. I'll be brutally honest. The phone cut off came through. It was Ant and/or Deck.
I'll do it.
Right, and they actually wanted me to be a witchetty grub. Zena, thank you for your paper review.
Thank you.
That was Zena with today's diversity paper review. The big debate coming next, of course, on the radio, as well as your chance to win some meat in the next hour. You can choose from chicken, beef, or lamb, or a box of organic veg in a game of Dead or Alive. There was also a homosexual pensioner blowing a tune from his face. It's the old gay whistle test. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Churchy, I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm a car and I'm scared of the road. It's embarrassing, okay? But I just can't leave the drive knowing there's over a million uninsured maniacs out there.
If you're hit by an uninsured driver, we'll repair your car and make sure you keep your no-claim discount.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks, Churchy. Woohoo! Let's hit the A3079.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Source Motor Insurers Bureau Comprehensive Cover and Non-Fault Claims Only. Registration number, make and model of other vehicle required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Van Buster now on. Mastercrete 25 kilograms, just £3.65 a bag. Excludes VAT 20%. Trade point numbers only.
Trade point.
Oh, when I claim for BPI. When I claim for BPI. When I claim for BPI. It'll be with Stanton Fisher. When I claim for BPI.
Stanton!
Time could be running out to get your PPI claim in, so you've got to be on the ball if you don't want to miss the deadline. Text RUSH to 800-11, that's RUSH to 800-11, or visit stantonfisher.com and let our team get you a result while there's still time.
Stanton Fisher!
Let's start the meeting with a round of quick-fire questions. Whoever gets the most correct answers gets tomorrow off. First question, what's the most efficient way to manage our expenses?
Concur.
How can you capture supplier invoices electronically and manage approvals from anywhere?
Concur.
By switching to blank, we now have the tools to give us full visibility into company spend.
Concur.
Bob, you're the winner. You get tomorrow off.
But tomorrow's Saturday.
A deal's a deal.
Oh.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.co.uk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Good afternoon, Wednesday. Look, here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, steelworkers protest over crisis. Campaigners dismiss economic Brexit warning. And booze sales are up in Scotland.
Talk Radio.
Hundreds of steelworkers have marched past Parliament in protest at the industry's crisis, including cheap imports from China. The business secretary and Welsh First Minister are meeting the board at Tata Steel in Mumbai to discuss the prospect for a sale of UK assets, which would save thousands of jobs. Len McCluskey, the General Secretary of Unite, has told Talk Radio he hopes it will be positive.
The key thing is for the British government to make it clear to everybody, to Tata, to those bidders who are interested, that they are going to secure the future of the industry. Once that confidence comes from a government, then I'm fairly confident that we'll be able to secure the type of future we need.
These workers have told our sister station Swansea Sound they've come to the capital to show the government action needs to be taken.
We need to keep this industry going for generations to come, and there isn't any reason why it shouldn't.
Public support has been outstanding, you know, it's driven us on and it's keeping the pressure on the government and Tata to do the right thing.
If you do nothing, you get nothing. You've got to do things to get something out of it, and that's what we're trying to do today.
Almost 500 jobs in the UK are set to go at Shell after its merger with BG Group earlier this year. 2,200 people are being cut from its global workforce as the firm expects the price of oil to remain lower for longer. Two bodies have been found by police searching for a missing man. 39-year-old David Caldwell was last seen on Saturday leaving a pub in Torquay. An economic think tank has rejected claims it's acting as the EU's propaganda arm after warning Britain could face two more years of austerity if there's a vote to leave next month. A report from the IFS says £40 billion could be wiped off public finances in case of a Brexit. Conservative MP and out campaigner John Redwood has told Talk Radio there were a number of different forecasts that have been made.
They've chosen to take one of the more pessimistic ones, and I don't agree with them. I would have chosen one of the more optimistic ones myself, because I think not only will we be better off, and they agree we'll be better off out or in, but I think we will get better off a little bit more quickly when we're out. They think we're going to get better off a little more slowly when we're out.
Lord Sugar has reprised his role as the government's enterprise czar. The Apprentice boss will take part in a series of roadshows in England to encourage young people to start their own businesses. He first had the job under Labour in 2009, but quit the party last year. And alcohol sales have gone up in Scotland to the equivalent of 41 bottles of vodka per adult every year. The average person bought 10.8 litres of pure alcohol in 2015. That's up from 10.7 in 2014. Scottish sales are 20% higher than in England and Wales.
Great. Thanks, Victoria.
That's all right.
Very good.
Shall I do the weather?
Yeah.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Yeah.
Cloudier and cooler today. Yeah. Rain heavy in places spreading across the east and north of England. Highs of 14 degrees.
Great. Thanks so much. Big debate very shortly. Before that, Ben's got the sport live this afternoon from inside a reversing bin lorry.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. It's a busy day of managerial comings and goings. It looks as if Rafa Benitez will today sign a 3-year deal at relegated Newcastle. Another relegated club could soon have a new man in place. It's reported Roberto Di Matteo will be unveiled as boss of Aston Villa by the end of the week. Contract talks are due to continue today between Jose Mourinho's representatives and Manchester United. And it's reported Southampton boss Ronald Koeman is close to signing a new 2-year deal. Arsenal have finally announced the signing of Swiss international Granit Xhaka. The highly rated midfielder will join from German side Borussia Mönchengladbach for an undisclosed fee. Finally, onto tennis, Heather Watson is out of the French Open. There's now no British representation in the women's tournament. The British number 2 lost her second round match to former champion Svetlana Kuznetsova in straight sets. Andy Murray's on court right now, and after taking the first set against Matthias Borg 6-2, he dropped the second set 6-2. News powered by TalkSport.
That's Ben there with the new sport live from inside a reversing bin lorry. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Or something. Your chance this afternoon then on the programme. It is Talk Radio, yeah, Wednesday afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. And your chance to win a position as a top Russian athlete up for grabs this afternoon. Now, all you have to do if you like to be a top Russian athlete before 4 o'clock is make sure you competed for the Mother Russia in the 2008 Summer Beijing Olympics and or the London 2012 Olympics. And you need to make sure that you took a cocktail of performance-enhancing drugs as handed out by the Russian state. You must have taken those drugs beforehand. You must have won some medals, and then when it came to the urine test, you simply needed to have your druggy waz swapped for clean stuff by a corrupt laboratory which is in the pay of Vladimir Putin. So quite simple to enter then. Your chance this afternoon to become a Russian athlete only with your friends at Talk Radio in association with the Kremlin.
Talk Radio.
Right then, time for the big debate. So here's the story that everyone's talking about this afternoon. Straight out of Frankfurt. This is the story that inflation in the currency block is smaller than expected by Lithuania. Now, on Wednesday, the European Union Statistics Agency confirmed the flash estimate for inflation in Lithuania as minus 0.2%. The governor said he expected a deflationary situation in the first half of the year, but the currency block would end the year on average with inflation in positive territory, in line with the ECB's March estimate of just 0.1%. The quote, of course, from that official, that the ECB should hold fire on policy moves. Now, listening to that on the telephone is, well, I've got Dora on the phone. Good afternoon, Dora.
Don't eat it. It's not a truffle. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon, Dora. Hello.
Hello. Sorry. They're not truffles. Sorry. Someone thought they found some truffles on the floor.
Right. Okay. Fine. Now, fire, Dora, has been around since cavemen invented it. What on earth? And I know you're against the notion of fire. What on earth is still relevant about fire in 2016? Then is there anything?
I'm a fire starter, a twisted fire starter. Oi, 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 oi. Hey, hey. I'm a firefighter, investigator. Oi, 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 oi. Hey, hey.
Well, that is a very good...
doesn't that make the point?
No, it does. Well, no, it does make the point, Dora. And it's interesting you raised that so early. So hang on one moment, because...
Keith Flint, can I just say, Keith Flint... You know, I mean, where would you turn but to the prodigy for an example of everything that's gone wrong? I actually wet nursed Keith Flint for a number of years, and I'm still expressing for him until the year before last.
Yeah, well, I mean, Keith Flint, if nothing else, is known as a suckler, isn't he? He can.
I don't think he used. I think he's just selling it online. But you're right, John. In as much as it all started to go wrong when we started burning things,
yes,
tires and hair, and who wants to go to barbecues?
Well, hold that thought.
Do you?
Well, I can't. I mean, it's
no,
not.
You don't.
No, Dora, exactly. Dora, it's not right that I answer the question whether or not I want to go to a barbecue, because I have to be impartial on the notion of barbecues.
You've shown your hat.
Well, let me. No, 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 no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, Tim, on the other line. Tim, you've been listening to that argument about Keith Flint from The Prodigy suckling milk from Dora way beyond the time that he should have stopped, of course. And he, as we know, is a twisted fire starter. What do you make of this argument?
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of fire, you know? I mean, yes, sure, him off the Prodigy likes a little bit of fire, but everyone loves a little bit of fire.
Well, Adele,
Dora, Adele wait, Dora, we'll all explore area next. Sure. Could you just let Tim have his say? You've had your say about Keith Flint. And of course, Rod, Tim, the point is that the word Flint is in his name, isn't it? And you can use Flint to start a fire.
Yes, that is true. But my point is that all musicians love a bit of fire. It's a great artistic tool. Adele, what would she have done to all of that rain? Kasabian, how would they have written their hit single? It lends a great lot to the cultural advancement of the 21st century.
Yes, but hang on a minute.
Jackson, Antia Turner.
Yes.
They didn't like a bit of fire.
They didn't. Both of them caught on fire, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
Yes, they did, didn't they?
In fact, dogs go woof. And so did my sister Marjorie. We thought it was spontaneous human combustion, but then we saw a night he had got caught in the tree bar.
Yes.
Saying you're glad that that happened to my sister, Tim?
Are you saying, Tim? Come back on that because he might have you there. Are you saying you're glad that Dora's Marjorie got caught in the three bar? Are you saying, Tim, that you're glad that Dora's Marjorie got caught in a three bar? Yes or no? It's a simple question.
No.
See, he's not saying that, is he, Dora? So don't put words into his mouth. That's not, not the point of debate, is it? Look,
you're drunk. Go home, John.
I want to put this point to you. Someone's just texted in. They've been doing trials in Sweden. Put fire in prison. Fire should be in prison. Right? And they've built fire prisons, as you know, in Sweden. The number of fires, and you can't argue with this, has gone down by 40%, Tim. 40% now they've started putting fire in prison. And you can't argue that. Can't argue with it.
Well, you can, and I will. Well, I do agree that putting fires in prison, they've reduced crime a bit. I do feel like...
Not crime, fire. It's reduced fire, not crime, fire.
Well, yes, but... yes. I feel like to put fire in prison is posing a threat to human life inside prison, whereas fire should be celebrated as, a very unique spiritual kind of asset to humanity.
What a load of horse. We need to be tougher on fire. We need to be tough on the causes of fire.
Which is matches, yes.
Flint, rubbing, all of those things.
Yeah, would you like, Tim, I mean, surely you can't object to someone wanting to be tough on rubbing.
Well, I mean, look, let's put it this way. If there was no fire...
Yes, that's the...
If there was no fire, what would that creepy kid at the back of the class in year 8 spent all of his time doing? I mean, imagine if he hadn't had little pieces of paper to light on fire. Who knows what he would have done?
Yeah, I mean,
he was having a lovely old time.
I put it to you that you are or were that creepy kid at the back, and you're just trying to defend your own disgusting act of arse.
Well, no comment.
Right, I know. You mentioned, Tim, you mentioned songs there, and, famously, Kings of Leon set sex on fire, didn't they?
Yes.
So, that's burned sex now, and, I mean, surely you don't want to live in a world of burned sex.
Well, of course.
I mean, imagine the smell.
Who knows? The point is, they called the song Sex on Fire because, as we all know, you're on fire, that's on fire, it's a good thing. Do you know why?
It's not a good thing to be on fire, though, is it? That's a ridiculous thing to say.
No, John. Do you know where the origin of that saying comes from? It was back in ancient times.
Yes.
They lit someone on fire.
Yes.
And then they thought, hey, that's really cool. So from here now, still today, we say, hey, you're on fire. You're on a roll,
So it's like a courtship dance.
Yes, it's everyone says, you know, you're on fire. You're, you know, Kings of Leon said your sex is on fire.
You can't set fire. Look, you can't set fire. Look.
Can I just say?
Yes, Dora, that? Dora, come back in there.
Well, I once did have sex on fire when Tony Bennett spilled his martini over me when I was doing a hot wax thing. And it's no laughing matter. Although I didn't have to wax for a while after. Let me know my eyebrow.
What do you make of this as a notion? This is important because if we are going to ban fire, right? Now the greatest fire that ever there was, right, is arguably the one of London, right?
Right.
Yes, and there's talk now because no one wants that to see that again. Not even you, Tim, who is for fire, wants to see that again. The idea now is to fill the Shard. You've probably read about this in this morning's papers. They're going to fill the Shard. They're going to take all the offices out, the hotels out, and the whatever else is in the Shard out, and they're going to fill it with dry powder. And then, if there is a fire in London, the Shard will act like a giant extinguisher. Now, surely that is a good idea. Tim.
Well, yes, it could be, because like I say,
exactly.
I'm not saying that fire is is guilt-free. Fire has done some wrong in the past.
Yes, it has, and therefore it should be criminalised.
Fire should be criminalised, Tim.
No, that's
fire should not be criminalised.
It should be stopped, it should be searched, and if there's anything in that fire, it should be taken out of the fire.
No one's listening. May I say...
Dora, come on.
I'd like to ask you, Tim, have you ever been taken up the Shard? Because it's not as enjoyable as you might think. And actually, shoving a load of powder up there might be preferable. Or any kind of gas. Something that will smother people. Mm. I also say that I don't mind campfires. You know, it's like a fire but a bit more flamboyant. That's okay.
Yeah, well, yes, look, I think my point is fire is not flawless, but it served its time. He's aware of what he's done. He's apologised.
That's true. There are, yes, fire has...
Whatever. Empty words. Whatever.
And then we must
leave
the debate. Sorry, Tim. We're out of time. Let me ask you both to sum up this debate in one word. I mean, it's an emotive issue, whether or not in 2016, given how long ago it was invented by cavemen, whether we still need fire. Tim, sum up the debate in a word for me.
Kasabian.
And the same to you, Dora. Please, sum up the debate in one word.
Shardage.
And there we must leave it. If you've got an opinion... as to whether or not we should keep fire in 2016, do we need fire or should it be criminalised and imprisoned? Let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month and get a free 32-inch LG TV. A free TV? Incredible. Did I say that out loud? Catch Sky Atlantic's must-see shows, including Billions, and get a free TV when you join Sky from £20 a month. Offer ends 9th of June. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
There is a prophecy that when the forces of darkness rise and unleash hell upon this land... Heroes will unite to fight together.
So are you here?
To save our people.
This year, an unthinkable threat.
An invasion.
Needs unstoppable heroes.
We'll protect the kingdom.
We will try, my friend.
Warcraft, the beginning, in cinemas May 30th.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive. Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids. UFOs make crop circles, no one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the Abominable Snowman. Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit and 3 years free servicing. Fact. Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
The M62 near Rishworth Moors, very heavy westbound. A vehicle's caught fire between junction 22 and 21. So two lanes are out and queues as you head towards Manchester. Linkage's A180 in Grimsby is blocked by an accident and a jackknife trailer near the Pie Wipe roundabout. Long delays for the North Circular in the Wembley area of London. East towards the Harrow Road underpass. A couple of lanes still closed because of a lorry fire. Cumberley's A30 London Road is currently blocked by an accident near to the Military Academy. And the A30 is also busy through Virginia Water because of the Gulf. I'm Joanna Adams.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it's Talk Radio at 20 past three. You heard very heated emotions, really, over the debate. And I don't use the word heated lightly, or the word likely. Given that both can be to do with fire, which is, of course, the subject of this afternoon's big debate. It's what everyone is talking about after the Lithuanian president said that the country should hold fire on various banking reforms. So Dora was there. She used to breastfeed Keith Flint from The Prodigy, as you heard her say, up until, well, very recently, actually. And apparently he doesn't actually swallow the milk. He stores it. And his name is Flint. And, of course, you can also use a flint to start a fire. So, you know, it all ties in. And then Tim was on the other line, but very much for the notion of fire, and thought setting sex on fire was perfectly fine as long as it's done in moderation. Now, Cornelius, I know there are a lot of reactions coming in.
Lots coming in,
lots
John.
Coming in.
Flamey McFlameface says, there was something strange in my neighbourhood, and who did I have to call? Combusters. And the God of Hellfire says, without fire, what would I bring you? I'm far too old to retrain in a new element.
And there you go, and you've got to think about that. John, yes, we should stop fire, all fire. It should be stop and search. If fire is on the street, it should be stopped, it should be searched. John, is all fire bad? I don't think so. Don't tar all fire with the same fireproof brush. That's coming as well. So it's a debate that will continue. Do get in touch, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, we've been out onto the streets, as you can imagine, here on Talk Radio, because that's what we do. And we go out onto the streets specifically to find out what the people think. The question is, what do the people think? What do the people think? The people that are out on the streets, what do they think? Today, do they think moustaches or headphones?
Moustaches.
Headphones.
Moustaches.
Moustaches.
Headphones.
Headphones.
Moustaches.
Headphones.
Headphones.
Moustaches.
Moustaches.
Headphones.
Headphones.
Moustaches.
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 Headphones.
Headphones.
And? Headphones.
Moustaches.
Headphones.
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 Moustaches.
Headphones.
Moustaches.
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 Headphones.
Moustaches.
Headphones.
Moustaches.
Headphones.
Headphones.
Moustaches.
Headphones.
Moustaches.
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 Headphones.
Moustaches.
Headphones.
Headphones.
Moustaches.
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 Headphones.
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 And?
Headphones.
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 Moustaches.
And there you have it. That's what the people think today. They think either headphones or moustaches. Now, what do you think, more importantly? Do you think headphones? Or do you think moustaches, eh? Do let us know. Yeah. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word headphones or moustaches. We'll be right back.
Alrighty then. Still to come, by the way, you can win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. That'll be happening in the next half an hour of the programme. Before that, though, I don't know whether you heard Julia Hartley Brewer's programme today. I don't know whether you heard that. I mean, obviously, probably not. But what she did on it was she sort of talked bucket list, because there's a new list that's out. The things, British survey, of course, isn't it always? 24 things British people wish they'd done but never got around to. If you've got regrets in life, you know, why didn't you get around to doing these things? You know, becoming fluent in a foreign language. She was talking about this, wasn't she, Julia?
Yeah.
She was talking about this. Walking the Great Wall of China. That sort of thing. Being nice to interns. You know, things you wish you'd done. As discussed by Julia Hartley Brewer. But the... It led us to a thinking and a wondering whether or not, you know, you've ever done anything like that. You've ever done something off your bucket list, but then you've just lived to regret it. I mean, I personally did. I've done it.
What have you done?
I've done many bucket list style things, and lived to regret it. I mean, for instance, you know, I always wanted to go cliff jumping. Which,
yeah.
You know, on the list, I wanted to go cliff jumping, And after all that controversy about Cliff Richard, I wish I hadn't done it. You know, I'll be honest. I mean, it seemed like a good idea at the time, you know, when he was just good old Cliff. But now I look back and I think, not sure I should have done that. So, you know, cliff jumping, that's what... I mean, what about yourself? Have you ever tried anything?
Well, I am... Before I go away...
Yeah.
One of them was learn a new language.
Yes, of
before, course. Before I go away, I do try to... learn the language of the place I'm going to.
Yeah.
But I always learn a bit, you know, get like a phrases book.
Yeah.
You just go out there and there's no point because everyone just speaks English to you. They go, well, you can't speak it fluently, so I'm just going to speak English to you. There's no point.
Yeah.
It's disappointing.
Right. Is that the end of your anecdote?
Yes.
Great. So, you should have said that in a different language. That might have been better.
I can't.
Oh, yeah, good point. All right, so things that might be on your bucket list... that you've tried, that's turned out really badly and you wish you hadn't bothered. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
On Twitter.
Start your message with an anecdote about the time you did something off your bucket list but it wasn't as good as you thought it might be.
It is time for the next thing. He's old. He's gay. He whistles. It's a test. It's the old gay whistle test. And he's on the telephone right now. Good afternoon, Terry.
Hello, good afternoon, John.
How the devil are you?
I'm well, I'm very well. You?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Glad to hear of your wellness. Terry, here we are again. It's we always look forward to this moment of the week, of course, with you on the telephone.
Yeah.
We like to get an insight into what you've been up to. So what's the week held for you?
All celebrating my birthday on Saturday.
This coming Saturday?
Last week.
Oh, very good news.
Yes.
Can we ask how old?
67.
67, Terry, and still not out.
Oh, I'm going to grow old disgracefully, I am.
You are out. how disgracefully? What's your plan? See, when you get to that age, there must be things, Terry, you want to do now. What can you go and do that you haven't done before?
Oh, I really don't have any more aspirations. I've travelled around the world. I've got good family, good friends.
Yep.
And I enjoy me painting and I've got me animals, so I'm content.
See, how lovely to get to an age where you just go, that is it, I am, everything I've got, everything I've built, everything I've gathered, I am a content man. What a nice position to be in.
Yes.
Is that your favourite position?
Well, a couple of years' time I'll have a big party. It will be my 69th.
Yes, always a good number.
Yeah.
What?
I'm sorry.
What did you do on Saturday for your actual birthday then? Did you not have a party or did you have a party?
Oh, no, just a couple of friends. We had a few cans, some champagne with some brandy in. and a couple of smokes.
Some poppers. I mean, what was...
No, don't do poppers. They killed Peter Sellers. Oh, controversy. Naughty.
What, Terry, did you have in your cans, is what we're interested in.
Oh, I don't drink the cans. I had the champagne. With
of course you did.
Bottle of brandy. I get a bottle of brandy every year.
Good. And what, so you kind of make a sort of a champagne brandy cocktail? Is that the way you do it, or do you do brandy chasers?
No, I just poured it in the... together with a glass, poured it together.
Strong. Good. So, listen, Terry, well, certainly happy birthday for that. What tune are you going to blow through your face today? Wow, good stuff. All right, thank you, Terry. That's Terry. That's him blowing an old gay tune through his old gay face. What was it? That is what we require of you. 87222. You can start your message with the word talk, and then you'll guess, or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio, and let us know what you thought that tune was. Just here it is again. What was it? 87222. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
At 3:30. Look, here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Jeremy Corbyn has joined hundreds of steelworkers at a protest in central London. They've been marching on the day Tata Steel is holding a meeting in Mumbai to draw up a shortlist of bidders for the firm's UK assets. The Labour leader says he wanted to show solidarity to the thousands of people whose jobs are at risk.
I've met many of the workers at Port Talbot and Scunthorpe and Rotherham and other places. They're going through terrible traumas at the moment. They don't know what their future is. They don't know what the future of their industry is. And above all, they're very skilled people who have given their lives to the steel industry and to this country. They should be recognised. They should be supported. They shouldn't be put through this trauma.
Thomas Cook says it's got plans in place to make sure people can still go on holiday as cabin crew voted to go on strike. Members of the Unite Union are unhappy about changes to rest breaks. Police searching Woodland and Devon for a missing man have discovered what they believe to be his body, as well as a second one just 200 metres away. 39-year-old David Caldwell hasn't been seen since Saturday. A respected think tank has dismissed claims it's an EU propaganda arm after warning that leaving the European Union would cost UK up to £40 billion. Vote Leave called the Institute for Fiscal Studies report biased, saying it was unlikely to be critical of Britain's membership because it was funded by the EU. France's interior minister insists Euro 2016 won't be affected by violent protests and strikes that have caused petrol shortages. Unions are planning action in the run-up to the tournament over proposed new labour laws. And Coldplay will headline a concert next month.
It's easy for you to say.
Sorry?
I think...
And Coldplay will headline a concert next month at Kensington Palace, hosted by Prince Harry's charity, Centre Barley. Norwegian duo Nico and Vince and singer-songwriter Laura Mavula are on the bill for the gig on the 28th of June. The weather: rain in the Midlands and northern areas will spread into Scotland and Northern Ireland overnight. Lows of 9 degrees. Patchy rain in northern England, Northern Ireland and southern Scotland tomorrow. Brighter and warmer elsewhere, but scattered showers in the afternoon over southern England. There's more in half an hour.
That's great news.
Really good news.
Really good news.
Yeah, for some reason I don't believe either of you.
Okay, so in the next bit, there will be a game of Dead or Alive. Would you like to win some meat?
Are you talking to me?
No.
Didn't think so.
Not eligible. You can choose some chicken, beef or lamb. Out of interest, what would you go for if you did have the choice of meat? If there was an array of meat paraded in front of you, Victoria Bourne, just waved in front of your face, some meat, what would you go for? Would it be beef?
Yeah.
Chicken?
Beef.
Always the beef with you, is it?
Not always, but right. It's my favourite.
Is it? Fine. But your choice is of that. Beef, chicken or lamb. We genuinely, for those people tweeting going, you don't really give away meat. Yes, we do. We genuinely do. You can win meat. It's a budget issue. Or a box of organic veg. You know, we're not racist. So, if you'd like to get involved, details of how you can do that in today's game of Dead or Alive coming up here on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jovial talk, genial topics, and a general speakeasy presented by two brothers separated in time and space. Until a freak radio scheduling accident brought them together. It's Rich Man, Poor Man Radio, featuring Johnny, the bright one.
Good evening, madam.
And Ash, the other one.
Okay, dumb Ash.
Settle down.
The Brothers Gould.
With me, Johnny Gould, featuring Ash, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's all about the news on Talk Radio. Well, it's not all about the news. It's some percentage about the news. And the thing is about the news is that, well, you've got to look for it. I mean, you've got to go around, you've got to look for it. And you've got to... You know, you see the news spotters, don't you? And I know we talked about this a little bit before. Yeah. The people, you know, I mean, it's a hobby really, isn't it? But you go out the weekend, you get up early, don't you? You go out and you build yourself a little news hide. Hey, the people, you can see them.
Just sitting there.
Well, what, their binoculars?
Anoraks.
Well, we call them bulletinas. And they sit there with their binoculars and trying to see the news. And then they see a bit of news. Oh, some rare news. And they write it down in the little book. Then they tick the box. I saw a story about Brexit. Both points of view have got to be balanced. Look at that. I saw a story about Google's tax arrangements. And they write it down in the little book. The bulletineers, don't they? I mean, it's quite complicated, though, isn't it?
Well, John, I can't get my head around it.
Well, the good news is, speaking of news, the good part is that if you break the news down to its component parts, of course, what you end up with is Japanese poetry. And that's the best way, really, to explain stories that are complicated. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Will be million heirs in 30 years. Report was done by Del Boy.
The news in haikus. You listen to Talk Radio. Where moments ago, if your definition of moments is, about 10 minutes, we were discussing Julia Hartley Brewer's programme this morning, where she was going through some kind of new bucket list that's been released by some sort of company.
It's in the Telegraph.
Disguising it as a,
I think it's Virgin
lazy
Active
sponsor sort of nonsense. But anyway, but it's things you wish you'd got time to do. And they've done a list, haven't they? You know, going on a road trip across America, climbing a mountain. I'm just reading you off the list here. Trekking through the Amazon jungle. That sort of thing. But what we're wondering is are there things that were on your bucket list that you did, but they turned out to be rubbish? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Hi, John. I once went to a men's only nude club in London. This is from Staff's Catering on Twitter.
Not eating there.
I once went to a men's only nude club in London, and I ended up at the end of the night sleeping in the park with a tramp. That's one ticked off the bucket list.
What, just one park?
Yeah, one park.
Is he going to go through all the parks in the country?
Regents. the other ones? Yeah. Green. Richard. Slightly in radio joke there.
Yeah.
Anyway, go on.
Mark Brown has said, I've had a bucket of chicken, always regret that, but doesn't stop me going back.
You and many others. Hi, John. I always wanted to take an impromptu trip around the world. One morning, I found myself at an airport, and then I went across the world. It was so impromptu and spontaneous. This is from Dean. That I didn't book travel insurance. Broken leg. Jumping into a river in Chile, £10,000 airlift and hospital charge. Simply wish I hadn't bothered. That's from Dean. If you've got a bucket list that went wrong, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anywhere you like.
But now it is time to win some meat in this afternoon's game here on Talk Radio. It's the game of Dead or then it's a game of Dead or Alive, and this is your chance to win some meat, your choice, as previously indicated, chicken, beef or lamb. We've not a million faces, we're not rocking them all, but we do have a choice of meat and some organic vegetables. If you would like the choice of any of those items, then all you're invited to do is play a game of Dead or Alive. I've got a list of things, they're either dead or they are alive. You just have to tell me which is which, and then that exciting prize could well be yours. Get in touch. You can you can use the text 87222.
Don't mess with the word tool.
And then put the word dead and then your own name, which yes is morbid, but deal with that. A game of Dead or Alive on Talk Radio. The lines are open. We will play next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with C. Castle. The 100th time, castle. We're in France. It's chateau, actually.
Mom!
Don't let a breakdown get in the way of your holiday. Green Flags Euro Plus includes 5-star UK cover and cover in Europe with up to 40% off phone prices when you buy online. Green Flag, no matter what.
Cars under 16 years old, 5-star de facto rating on Recovery Plus, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
What do I really want from life?
I want to see the world, find some real adventure.
I want to make a difference, do something that actually matters.
I want to see what I'm made of, properly make the family proud.
I want to master a new skill, a new challenge. Could even earn myself some extra cash. But who's got time for that?
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 You do. For as little as 19 days of your year, you can become a better you. Search Army Reserve. Army, be the best.
To show how tender the pulled pork at Subway stores is when you cook it for 7 hours, we've stretched this message into 7 hours.
Taste the mouth-watering, amazingly succulent pulled pork covered.
Or if you can't wait that long, get to Subway to enjoy the slow-cooked pulled pork sub now with your choice of sauce. The pulled pork sub at Subway. Cooked slow, eaten fast. Available until 5th of July while stocks last. Participation may vary. See in store for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M62 near Rishworth Moors, very heavy westbound. The vehicle's caught fire between junction 22 and 21. So two lanes are out in queues as you head towards Manchester. Linkage's A180 in Grimsby is blocked by an accident and a jackknife trailer near the Pie Wipe roundabout. Long delays for the North Circular in the Wembley area of London. East towards the Harrow Road underpass. A couple of lanes still closed because of a lorry fire. Cumberley's A30 London Road is currently blocked by an accident near to the Military Academy. And the A30 is also busy through Virginia Water because of the Gulf. I'm Joanna Adams.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon to you. It's coming up to 4:15 and it's very much time to dole out the meat. chicken, beef, lamb, or a box of organic vegetables. We'll meet today's contestant in today's game of Dead or Alive. Right then, okay, so I am led to believe we have a contestant very much on the telephone to play today's game of Dead or Alive. Let's find out whom that person might be. Hello there on the telephone.
Hi there.
Hello, who are you?
Hi, I'm Ed.
Ed, good. Nice to talk to you. Ed, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Essex.
Essex Ed, okay. And what do you do in Essex, Ed?
I'm an admin assistant.
An admin assistant, and what particular field? I'm not suggesting that you administrate a field, unless you work in farming. But what area are we talking?
It's just data entry. It's fairly boring, to be honest.
Fairly boring data entry. All right, okay.
But it pays the bills.
Well, that's the main thing, isn't it? But we could save you money by providing you, Ed, should you score highly in the game of Dead or Alive, with some meat. Now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what would be your meat of choice? Chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic vegetables?
I'm very much a lamb person.
Right, fine. Then, should you score enough, lamb shall be yours. Admin Essex Ed. right, so I've got a list of things, Ed. I don't know if you've heard it before, but I've got a list of things. They are either dead or alive. You just have to tell me which of those you think it is.
Paid intern
Cornelius will
Hello.
Be keeping the score.
Yeah.
Here we go then, it's Ed playing Dead or Alive. Here we go. Right. Dead or Alive. My Auntie Florrie, dead or alive?
Alive.
Yes. She's featured in this before, but she is still alive, and I mention her because she was 96 this week. And continues to be as mad as a rucksack of testicles.
Well, happy birthday to your auntie.
If she could still understand speech, she'd appreciate that. Dead or alive, my 4-year-old daughter's 2 goldfish. Dead or alive?
Here we are, alive.
Well, upon returning from holiday, I'm afraid we found them dead. Not sure what happened. It is as if... I know. It is as if she went on holiday and forgot to arrange for someone to feed them. That is 4-year-olds for you. All she had to do was ask a neighbour, but she didn't even think of it. What an idiot. Dead or alive, Mr. Mayhew, my old maths teacher.
Alive.
I think you're right. I don't have any exact knowledge, but I'm going to give you the point, despite me wishing him dead on several occasions while at school.
Wow.
Dead or alive, the walking...
Dead?
Yes. The walking dead, good. The hills...
Are alive?
Nah, you're thinking of the song, but sadly, in this case, the Hills are a family that lived quite near my parents when I was growing up, and I'm afraid the whole family, 3 generations, were wiped out in a freak topiary-shaping accident in 1993. So, dead. Dead or alive, the excruciating chances of both sides of the EU debate, to keep it balanced, both sides of the EU debate, getting young people to vote. For balance, of course, one side tried to organise a terrible gig with the boy band 5. The other side made a crap poster. For balance, that's both sides of the European debate involved there. But their chances of engaging, both sides, engaging the young people with their current methods, dead or alive.
I'm going to go with dead.
You're absolutely right. Dead or alive, Billie Holiday. Dead or alive, Billie Holiday.
I think she's dead.
Yes, she is, but unfortunately the Billie Holiday I was talking about is my dad's mate's dog, Billie Holiday. which is alive. He called it after, he was a big fan, so he called it Billie Holiday. It's true. Final question. How Freiheart, or Freeheart, but how Freiheart, Freeheart, are keeping the dream?
Alive.
Let's find out. Because we're keeping the dream alive. It's the right answer! It's the right answer, Admin Essex Ed. Right, well now we need to go and see if you've scored enough point to win the lamb you so crave. Now, we'll just go to Cornelius. Who's gonna
Hi, John.
Hi, Cornelius. Say hello to Ed as well.
Hi, Ed. You all right?
There we go.
Hi, I'm good.
How was the game? Yeah, nice. Fun? Do you enjoy
yeah,
it?
Good. Yeah? I did. It was Excellent. The most random game I've ever played.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Anyway, we're just going to check the system, Ed, to see how many points you've got. So, Cornelius, okay. Can you check
the system? Yeah, I just checked the system now.
Bear in mind, though, Ed, I apologise in advance, it is quite a slow system. So, if you don't mind just hanging there a minute.
No worries.
So, we're just going to check the system. So. It's very slow. It's just a very just really really sorry Ed, it's a really slow system. It's takes ages to boot up actually. It's, how's it looking, Cornelius? Has it booted up?
What?
Has it booted up yet?
What?
The system.
Oh, do you want me to use the system? Sorry, I was just banging this pen and can against the desk for no reason.
Oh, yeah, sorry, was not clear?
No.
Could you check the system?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just check. Yeah, it's ready.
Fine. What we're looking for are enough points to win some... win some lamb for Ed, who is in Essex.
Okay.
How many points did Ed score in... today's game of Dead or Alive?
He scored 4, John.
Ooh.
Now, is that enough to win the lamb? We're going to have to check the system.
Yeah, we are going to have to check the system.
Sorry, we're just going to have to check the system to see whether 4 points is enough to win the lamb. Just bear with us just a second. It's quite a slow system.
It sounds incredibly complicated.
Well, you don't know the half of it, Ed. Honestly, don't know the half of it. It's very slow system.
Oh yeah.
Quite a slow system, Ed.
I think you're going to break the system, John.
It's the only language the system understands.
7. Right.
Is that enough for him to win some lamb?
4. Is enough for him to win some lamb!
Well done, Ed! Well done, Ed! Good work, Ed! Congratulations!
Thank you very much.
The lamb is on the way to Essex. That's not spy code, that's truth. there's Ed winning the lamb in a game of Dead or Alive. Well, you're very much listening to Talk Radio. So before Sam Delaney gets his ass in here to tell us what's coming up on his programme from 4 o'clock here on Talk Radio, you will... let's go through more of these bucket list things. Now, this is because Julia Hartley Fuhrer earlier was doing some survey or other that said British people wish they'd done things and not got round to on a bucket list of sorts... written a novel, run a marathon, that kind of thing. So we're wondering if you've ever done anything on your bucket list that you did, but then it turned out to be rubbish. We heard from Dean there, who wanted to take a trip around the world, found himself at an airport, went across the world. It was so impromptu and spontaneous, he didn't even book travel insurance. Got a broken leg, jumping into a river in Chile, cost him £10,000 in airlifts and hospital charges. Wish he'd never bothered. Courtney, what's been coming in?
Catherine has said that she always wanted to be in a movie, so one day she signed up to be an extra in the film. It was basically just sitting around all day waiting for something to happen. The end result, she asks, my left arm is in Ricky Gervais's film Cemetery Junction.
Better than it being in Ricky Gervais. John, I went to swim with dolphins. Lucy, it was at that point that I discovered that I'm allergic to dolphins.
I mean, what other point would you find that out?
No, that is the only time. John, I've always wanted to go on a safari. Who's this from? James. However, I can only afford it in what I've since found. I thought it was a bargain. I've since found that's called the off-season, where for some reason all the animals also go on holiday, away from the area of actually being seen. I essentially pay quite a lot of money, John, to be driven around in a Jeep and see two wild dogs over 14 days. when did the bucket list go wrong? 8722.
Start your message with the word talk. Start your message with any word that you would like.
Have you got another one?
Yes, I have another Juan. Philip says that, John, I wanted to be inspired to live life more, so I went to see the film The Bucket List with Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman. I didn't come out inspired, I came out bored.
Understandable. Yeah, I've seen that as well.
I've seen it. It's rubbish.
Film. Hi, John. I've been listening to your programme, as I do regularly. I am a regular listener to your programme, John, and I heard your bucket list text in and about what I might like to do as part of a bucket list. And I was reminded of a time that I did do what was on my bucket list. Mm. And here's how it went wrong, John. I walked the Great Wall of China. On the bucket list, isn't
wow.
it? A lot of people say they want to do that. It's on the bucket
Big
list.
One.
Hi, John. I walked the Great Wall of China, but halfway along the wall, which of course stretches from thousands of miles, I discovered that I don't like the Chinese. and that's from Her Majesty the Queen. It's just come in there as a... I presume she went there with her friend Prince Philip, because he doesn't like them either. Bucket list 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And that's just about it from us this afternoon. Sam Delaney will be up next. Tomorrow on the programme, it's a Thursday. What are we doing tomorrow?
Thursday, Vexen LeCrowley will be back with another of his Thought for the Day for Satanists.
The High Priest Vexen LeCrowley. He's, of course, from the Temple of Mephistopheles. That is in Hendon. And he joins us with one of his Thought for the Days for Satanists, whereby he very much gives us an opportunity to step off the world and I guess touch your own spiritual side by taking an anecdote from his life and then tenuously linking it to Satan. Thought for the Day for Satanists coming up. Speaking of Satan, here's Sam Delaney.
Hello, fellas.
All right.
Hi, Sam.
What's coming up?
We didn't do EU and who's going to decide it. We didn't do the generation game because you got young people are being targeted, particularly by the Remain camp, because you would imagine young people like the continent. They go there on cheap flights, get drunk, you know, have it off with, continental people. Lovely. But none of them are registered, and a lot of them who are just can't bother voting because young people are lazy.
Yeah.
But they've tried to remedy that by making a really hip and cool advert to try and attract young people to vote for Europe. I mean, we should try that out on you. You're young, aren't you, Cornelius?
I'm very young and very hip and very cool.
So if you imagine, I mean, I can't show it to you now, but, you know, imagine you're neutral about Europe. You don't even know what the EU is, yeah.
Legally.
But if you saw a video of someone jumping at doing some skydiving to a soundtrack of house music, would you then consider voting to remain in Europe?
I don't think I'm legally allowed to say.
But skydiving, suffice to say, skydiving house music are the sort of things that would appeal to you and your chums.
There's definitely a link there.
I'd assume if I saw that I was watching an advert for tampons.
Well, yeah, but, you know, similar kind of a brand.
In or out.
Yeah.
Sam Delaney up next on Talk Radio. We'll be back 1 to 4 tomorrow.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.